Hey, what's poppin'? It's Drew and Mike Show in the DealsNadie.com studios for Thursday. And we got a full house with Trudy Mark and Brandon. And last night I actually spent the time, because boy, does it take a time investment, to watch postseason baseball.
Oh.
Oh my God. The Astros Rays game. Is that an 8-hour game? I mean, is it still going? Holy crap. But it was a good game.
Who won?
The Rays won 5-2, but it was, I mean, it's like the, one of the best 5-2 games I've ever seen.
Where does that series stand now?
3-0.
So they're up 3-0.
3-0, yes. And the Dodgers are down 2-0 to the Braves. The Dodgers were down 6-0, and they made it 8-7. Had a man on third with two outs.
Oh my God! Who in America is pumped up for a Tampa Bay Rays Atlanta Braves World Series? That sounds terrible.
Yeah, that's
not ideal. although I think the Dodgers might have a little something left. We'll see. Kershaw didn't pitch game two, and they scored 7 straight runs at the end of that game.
Think about this.
What a hell of a rally.
The Rays could be in the World Series. The Lightning won the Cup, right? And Tampa Bay also has Tom Brady now. It's the new Boston.
Except in Florida.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, the strangest thing about the...
You know what I read online? That Tampa has the best titty bars in the nation.
The Houston Astros have had... Altuve has made 4 throwing errors in the postseason. And
he's turned into Chuck Knobloch, I read.
Pretty much. He made another one last night on a double play ball that opened the door to a big rally.
Just a bit outside.
And the Astros had people, I mean, they had bases loaded, it seemed like, every inning, and they could not get anybody in. And the Rays must have made 4 diving catches. I mean, it was just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it was great. And Altuve didn't make a single throwing error the entire season.
Yeah, it's really strange. I mean, obviously,
he's
just psyched himself out. Yeah, he's got the yips. Sure does. And also, he was up with 2 men on in the 9th inning, 2 strikes, and he clearly check-swinged, and the home plate umpire didn't even ask the first base umpire to verify it. He just rung him up. That was a tough call. But it just seemed...
Who even plays on the Tampa Bay Rays?
This is a black day for baseball.
I mean, who's the big guy?
I wish I could tell you the name of the first player that came up when I went, oh, yeah, he's on the Rays.
That's kind of what,
it was bizarre watching the game. And not to mention the relief pitchers, all of whom were really good.
Well, they have good starting pitchers. Charlie Morton, Tyler Glasnow,
Blake Snell.
Yeah. They have really good starters.
You've heard of
Kevin Kiermaier. He's good.
Hey, what's the guy
I've heard.
What about the guy from the Giants? Is it Renfro? Did he come from the Giants?
Hunter Renfro.
Hunter. Where's Hunter?
Yeah, where's Hunter? Oh, we know where Hunter is.
And then Mike Brousseau just hit probably the greatest home run in Tampa Bay Rays history, that long at bat with Chapman that I talked to you about. And he was playing at Oakland U. That's cool to see.
Well, it certainly looks like a dreadful ALCS and NLCS for MLB, but maybe we'll get a good World Series. Or maybe the Dodgers will come back. Or who knows? Maybe Houston makes it interesting. I don't know. This doesn't look good
Bunt.
At this point.
B-U-N-T.
Exactly. And then also last night, Brandon, did you see any of The Bachelor?
Shit. I was hoping that you didn't know that it was coming back.
Oh, so you saw all of it?
I saw parts of it, not all of it.
Oh, it was flipping hilarious.
Wait, is it The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
There might have been a watch party here at the house last night.
They have a... What's that? What'd you say?
There's a watch party at the house.
I thought I caught it. I caught the show.
Wait, there was a watch party at your house?
Kristen had a friend over, and they watched it, and they were very loud and vocal.
Were they wearing masks?
Everybody.
Were they wearing masks?
No, they're in their own bubble.
But one person came over, and you're going to grill me on that one person?
And you watched
one person?
It with them?
Well, I don't think WDIV or any of the news channels would have covered that watch party if they weren't wearing masks. It would have been too dangerous.
There was no masks worn in the house last night, no.
Oh, wait, you watched it?
I only caught, like, parts of it.
Okay.
Like, the parts of the very end. That chick's got a great rack, man.
It's almost like he has Claire? One TV in the house.
No, I have, like, six. Well,
there's something...
Then you like it.
There was something really funny about The Bachelorette. Okay, she was on Juan Pablo's season. Juan Pablo is possibly the biggest asshole ever. I mean, he is such an ass. And here she is, standing at the altar, ready to be proposed to by Juan Pablo. And then he says, you know what? It's not you. And then all of a sudden she's like, well, you are the biggest dick. I hate you. You're such an asshole. Which he was.
Sounds like a nice lady.
It's like, wait, you were going to marry him. You were going to be with him. You wanted to win the show. And now he's the biggest asshole, which he was. Hmm. So anyway, she's back. And the big story is that she's so old. She's 39.
Oh, no.
And she's on The Bachelor.
That's smart of them, man.
Don't let her go. Don't let her go.
Brandon, didn't The Bachelors seem a lot younger?
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because they really, really, really promote that this age thing is going to be a big, big, big deal.
Well, it sure is for her.
Yeah,
she goes nuts when everybody brings it up.
At least I'm not a 39-year-old bachelorette.
Who said that?
I don't know. It was at the very end of the Bachelors.
And there's,
it sounded like Andrew Dice Clay there. That was pretty good.
And then she's crying and like, I'm so old.
But is this the Bachelorette Cougar edition?
Yeah.
The reason I'm not married is because I didn't sell for assholes like you.
Hashtag slut.
Do you think that's smart of them to have an older bachelorette, or is that dumb?
I don't know.
Would you rather see young idiots?
I have to be honest with you. I think something crazy happens this season. Go to the review at the beginning of the show.
Wahoo!
And you will be... Something really incredible is happening. This season is going to be the most dramatic ever, and something is going to really blow up. But they have like a four-minute summary, and I think they repeated it at the beginning and the end.
Okay. How far in?
It's probably 5 minutes in, or you can go to the end. You can probably go to the end and play that
one,
too.
I'm a little disappointed you watched this instead of watching Deaf U, because Deaf U is fantastic.
I've watched Deaf U.
Oh, you have?
I watched the whole season.
You watched the whole season?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. What do you think of Alexa?
Alexa, oh, what a slut.
A.K.A. Little Miss Slut.
Oh, my God. What a slut.
I know.
Holy crap.
Isn't she a blast?
A.K.A. Little Miss Slut.
She keeps it interesting. I'll say that for her.
I didn't know you watched it, so did you like it?
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was pretty good.
It's fucking awesome.
I'm just kind of, I have so many questions about the deaf community, though.
Isn't it fascinating?
Yeah, I mean, how is anybody in anybody's business? Do all young people act that way and talk that way?
I guess.
Or sign that way?
But you got to remember that college is so small. There's only like 1,000 people there, so they all know each other. And apparently, they all bang each other.
Well, that's kind of cool. What I was getting at was that it just seemed like the communication is they know so much about each other, and they all want to screw each other. And it's all about screwing, it seems like.
I have technical questions about that. Like, if you're, you know, like... having sex and you're both deaf? Are you American Sign Languaging? You're like, oh,
moans.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Hot. You're so hot.
Trudy,
but I will say this. It's being related to somebody who is deaf. They don't care about farts, man. It'll rip. It'll be loud. And they don't care.
But they don't smell it?
They wouldn't hear it.
They don't notice the funk?
Well, I mean...
Just blame the dog.
I thought they had a sense of smell.
They do, but how do you have any sort of feeling about farts if you've
sound,
never heard one?
The sound
to my cousin,
is the bonus.
Everything was silent but deadly. And he farted a lot. In public. I mean, in public places and everything. Doesn't care.
While you're looking for the bachelor drama, water is everywhere in your home. Emergency Response Services Incorporated is our Facebook sponsor, and they want you to watch out for water because it's coming for you. It's going to get in somewhere. Leaky sink, washing machine, behind the fridge, under the dishwasher. Keep an eye out for water in your home.
Wahboom!
And you know, you might just go down in the basement every once in a while when it's raining just to make sure there's not a foot of water down there.
Tremendous amounts of water.
That's happened to me a couple times. Like, yeah, I just got to grab some from the basement. Oh, my God! Water's the enemy. Emergency Response Services Incorporated will help you. And they'll help you with the mold that may be left behind. They'll help you with storm damage, fire damage, COVID.
Wahboom!
Call 877-JOB-DONE. That's 877-JOB-DONE or 877-JOB-DONE.com. And Royal Oak is just killing it. Oh, my God. How much did they have yesterday? It was another big day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
$5,000 or something?
I was going to say, I thought it was closer to six, but yeah. Yeah, five something.
Keep spending your $20 in Royal Oak.
$1,000.
Your free money from the city of Royal Oak in $20 increments. And I know some of you are getting notices that you've got so many days to spend it. So many of you are actually going and doing it, having fun and sending emails, and I appreciate it. I send them on to the DDA, and they couldn't be happier with the way this thing is gone. And they've got more plans for the holidays, possibly. And, of course, there's the Lyft thing Thursday through Sunday. If you give the code G-O-2-R-O, get $10 off your Lyft ride into town and get $10 off your ride on the way home. Again, that's G-O-2-R-O. And Hall Financial sponsors the Hall Financial Hotline. Is there someone today besides the Cougar guy?
No, I was looking for the guy. I don't know if this guy got 30 months for putting semen in all his coworker stuff. So, but they won't name the company. How irresponsible for them not to name the company.
Wait, so we don't have a phone number?
No, I just wanted to mention the story.
Creep.
Well, we do have the guy that staved off the cougar. Although we've all decided that we would kick that cougar's ass,
I don't know about that.
No, I think Mark submitted. Mark admitted he would lose
up.
To it.
Oh, I'd just give up. Yeah, I'd be that.
Yeah, house cats can actually be pretty formidable. You know, they don't look it, but so imagine that, like, to the 10th power.
But
with claws,
house cat, can't you just throw it against the wall if you have to? I think you have an advantage over a house cat, Trudy. I really do. I'm worried about your self-esteem. You always think we're talking about your drug problem, drinking problem.
Drug problem.
Drinking problem, specifically.
Sure, yeah, both.
And, I'm not even around.
Cats!
If you were an alcoholic, I wouldn't even know it. I'm not around you when you're drinking.
Yeah, see? How good I am at
how
that.
How could you even think I could think that? But Hall Financial, they don't care what you're drinking or how often. They hope that you're drinking responsibly, but they really want to refinance your home and save you money like they have so many people. Lower your monthly payments, put money in your pocket. I have an email. I'll read it tomorrow because I don't think I can find it. A guy is saving $500 a month.
Oh, my God.
$500 a month on his mortgage because he refinanced with Hall Financial. Low rates mean value if you're on the market for that new home. Remember, their service is the fastest in the business. Get your mortgage in half the time of their competitors. 19-day average. Don't screw it up. Make money by saving money. Live how you want. Call 248-308-5000 or go to davidhallmortgage.com/drewandmike or click the link on our website. And, okay, so The Bachelor.
Is this? Oh, I think boy. This is where you... Where you want it, the very end?
Yeah, it's the very end. They have like a summary of the season, and you'll see the crazy.
I apologize if this gets us booted off Facebook.
I'm a grown woman. I do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Ooh!
I want my
man. That certainly doesn't make your vagina sound very appealing.
That's why I'm here. This is my chance to not be the one begging a guy to be with me.
She's 39 years old.
Are you crying?
She's not the type of woman to play games.
I do want a man with balls.
Oh. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
The guys are stripping down in front of her.
Thank you for showing up. I would like to applaud myself and give myself a rose this evening.
That moment we just had was like a fairy tale.
You're damn right I'm going to ask to marry me.
The way that you make me feel is the way that I've been wanting to feel my entire life.
What a babe.
Jesus. We need that
this
drop.
This is not a secret. I'm here to find love. I have feelings for Dale. We have a connection. Guess what? It's because I like him. It's happening.
I hadn't felt these emotions in years.
Every time I wake up, I think about you.
Hashtag slut. Night,
I think about you. I know what I'm looking for. I know what I want. And I found
you. You love me?
Oh.
You're fraudulent, you're artificial, you're everything fake. The cameras are here. You're a completely different person.
It's only a matter of time.
That's the guy she likes.
Claire realizes the truth that Dale's maybe not who Claire thinks she is.
Oh, sick. Sick. I don't care what I've done. To sit there and say you're the oldest bachelorette, guess what? I'm the oldest bachelorette, this 39 that's standing here that's single, because I didn't settle for men like that.
Wow.
In the 18 years I've been doing this show, we've never dealt with anything like this.
Never.
I just don't know how you can be so sure so quick.
can you just tell me how you feel? I want to know if, like, are you thinking about me at all?
Please don't do this to me.
Want to get crazy? Let's get crazy. How about the 15 of us walk out?
What?
I expected way more from the oldest bachelorette.
Walk out!
Accept it!
They're on strike!
I will never apologize for love. I'll apologize if I wasted your time. I'll apologize if I...
You're old. You need to accept it.
I'm not going
to
apologize for love. Ever.
I think anything goes. There are no rules at this point.
The path we're on,
sort of
right
black guy jumping over
isn't in one for anybody. What? You've just blown up the Bachelorette.
Oh!
I didn't expect the process. Old
bag
to
with
be
old bag.
Short.
Claire's gone. I still haven't like fully comprehended what the hell's going on.
I can't even fathom how you guys are going to try and process this.
I don't know what that process means. Like, okay, do we get a new Bachelorette in here?
What the?
What
just
happened?
Up, new limo. It's the pinch hitting Bachelorette.
What?
We got a pinch hitter.
Batting for Claire. It's number 9, Tasia.
You're so old, it hurts me to look at you.
I think it's gonna be Tasia.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Who's Tasia?
By the way, who played the drop? Hi, Grandma. Who hit that? Just asking.
I did.
You did.
I don't know, but somebody suggested.
Virgin hang like sleeve of wizard.
My pussy does not ever stink.
Oh, this show is so amusing.
Gross.
There was a what?
Sleeve of wizard and.
No, it's the drop brand. Right.
Other one.
He's pretending he's ashamed.
Ah, I didn't. I
was just going to act like I didn't hear it.
Well,
there was a terrible controversy on the show last night because Tyler C., who is 27, by the way. Would you go on the bench if you're a 27-year-old guy and the Bachelorette's a hag at 39? Just a total hag?
Hag? Aren't they all 27?
No, I'm kidding. They seem like they're all 27, 29, 31.
Well, that's probably why they walked out. They said, oh, I ain't signing up for this bag.
That's kind of what I thought.
Isn't this extremely carefully coordinated, though? It's all choreographed, right? 27-year-old guys and her to create some sort of controversy.
Sure. So. Well, I think that's why they went on strike, because they didn't know the Bachelorette was going to be, you know, in a close to
old
Social
bag
Security.
With old bag. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Exactly. So, Tyler C. is 27, and he saw Yosef, who was really,
Yosef?
Seemed to be really earning big points in his one-on-one time with the Bachelorette. And he realized that.
What's the name?
Yosef.
Yosef.
Knew Yosef. And in fact, he knew that Yosef had been DMing.
Name, huh?
He had been DMing women in the town he lives in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Are they all his cousins?
Therefore, some people were suggesting that Yosef was there for the wrong reasons.
What? What are the right reasons to be there?
For love.
Love, yeah.
For love. And he apparently was just playboying around, loose and easy, having a ball. So Tyler C. Broke in on one of the Bachelorette's times and said, I think I need to talk to you about Yosef. And so she talks to him. He tells her that he's been DMing other chicks. And then she calls Yosef over, who says, no, I haven't done anything like that. This guy's crazy. So at the end,
you want me to change? Fuck you.
Because this controversy chewed up so much time, many of the guys didn't get any one-on-one time.
Oh, no.
No one-on-one
well,
time.
How do you know
whatsoever.
You're in love without one-on-one time?
And then what does she do with Yosef and Tyler C?
Who cares?
Well, she threw out the tattletale. Tyler C,
see ya!
And she kept Whoa. Yosef the player.
Oh.
Oh, so yeah. She likes the bad boy.
But she's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old.
I know. It was really, you know, she was so forgetful. She couldn't remember anyone's name. I thought, she got dementia maybe or something.
Swear,
I mean,
wearing Depends.
She was really
Werther's
sad. Original.
Yeah. There's candy dishes in the bachelor house with old hard candy that nobody wants.
She took a spill, and they were afraid she broke her hip or something. Terrible.
No, she broke her hip, then had the spill.
Poor girl.
Sounds like a good season.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. And, you know, this, I feel like I needed The Bachelor. It's something so stupid to occupy 2 hours of mindless time on Monday night. Maz and I always text about The Bachelor. Oh, should we call Maz, maybe? Let's get his thoughts on this? Hmm. Well,
wouldn't he have watched the baseball game? Or were they on different times?
He may not have watched The Bachelor yet. That may be on call. But anyway, another thing that got me in great spirits today was to see that we have two political scandals that are just a lot.
Where's Hunter?
A lot of fun. And not even getting to Hunter yet. There's actually three. And the first one, we talked about Cal Cunningham, the Republican. Or no, he's a Democrat, actually, from North Carolina. He's leading the Senate race there. Did we talk about yesterday the fact that Peters and James are tied in Michigan?
Are they?
No.
It's a dead heat.
Wow.
No, that's an upset, isn't it, to be a dead heat?
Oh, I would think so. But
Peters missed all those meetings, so I'm not surprised.
The Free Press had a story in Real Clear Politics, I guess they used, said that Hillary's lead was bigger than Biden's is now in the state, too. So.
What?
Yeah. Just judging by that story they had the other day.
In 2016?
I think Real Clear Politics uses an aggregate of multiple polls, so who knows.
What was her lead?
Nine, and he's up six now, according to theirs. So.
I don't know how he's only up six, honestly. It's like this has just been such a compendium of horrific things and, just on and on and on.
Who are we talking about now? The compendium is...
Oh, Trump with the joyride. He's trying to kill Secret Service people. He's flaunting his COVID. He's dancing the YMCA. He's putting people at risk again. Reporters can't even cover his events because they're so dangerous.
I'm sorry about that.
Did you see what the Lincoln Project did with his
dancing?
No.
They put it to a specific song.
Are the Village people going to be upset that he was using YMCA? Because everyone else has complained.
Are there any Village people left?
Yeah, I think there are.
They put it to this song.
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
And they had the remix version, and his dancing fit perfect with that. You about to lose your job in this day. You about to lose your job in this day. You about to lose. But it worked really well. I say what you want about the Lincoln Project. They do a good job with social media.
Well, nobody likes being in front of a crowd more than that guy. That is for sure.
Oh, my God.
And it's so dangerous that you can't even report on it. Yet he does it every night after night. And I think, isn't he doing multiples in a day?
He's in Iowa now.
On the road? Yeah. Wow. But anyway, back to politicians who are really fun and exciting right now. Cal Cunningham in North Carolina, he, just moving along, just breezing his way to the Senate. And then all of a sudden, these texts come out. From this woman, Arlene Guzman Todd, who is quite pretty. Isn't he kind of a dour looking? Isn't he just look like a politician, like a typical?
He looks like a generic white man. Yeah.
I looked at him and I just assumed he was a Republican. He just looked like a Republican to me. I don't know what that means, but I just thought that.
I'll tell you this much. He should lean into this because his numbers have actually gone up since the text messages.
No kidding.
Yeah. Really?
Who knows anymore?
Because people's minds have already been decided just whether or not they're going to go out and vote.
So this woman is a political strategist, and she does PR, and she's extremely successful, and she was working, I guess, on his campaign, and sounds like, because these text messages came flying out of nowhere, and it sounds like her husband put them out. Ouch. Which means that her husband, as we talked about yesterday, scorched earth. He's just decided, I'm trashing her business, fuck her, fuck him, bye. But said he's getting better poll numbers, so she's the one that's probably going to suffer. But this, I was reading these texts. This, she's weird, isn't she? And isn't he weird?
Well,
I don't know if you guys read them all. I don't know. He calls her historically sexy, which.
What?
I thought,
he doesn't have any game.
Politicians like history, I suppose, so maybe.
Do they?
I don't know. I think they do. They should. They should know history. But it seemed very out of the box in a bad way. And then.
Historically pretty. Hmm.
They talk about kissing all the time. They never talk about bawling or anything exciting. It's always talking about kissing and ditching his family.
Should everybody just have learned that you're never going to top this guy when it comes to sex and sex talk?
You're so hot.
I mean, nobody was better than Pat O'Brien.
You want to kiss me?
I know that thing was.
Just say yes. Just look at Betsy.
That thing was so bizarre. So weird. I love how he said, "You are so hot." How many times did he say, "You are so hot"?
You are so, 40 times? I don't know. We counted him the one time. Let's get crazy. So and remember, anyway, we interviewed him, and he talked about it a little bit, but he had his memoir out. So you got to like Pat O'Brien,
I like
right?
Pat. I do.
Yeah.
So anyway, he says, she says, "When I see you, I want to kiss you." And then he responds, "And I kiss back a lot." "Get away for a night soon." "In the spirit of the I like what I like quote on your adorable video, I operate under I want what I want approach, and I want a night with you."
"Jeez, I got a little chub."
"I want that too very badly." "I'll make it easy. I have flexibility this month. The only thing on my to-do list is you."
"You want to kiss me?"
Her to-do list.
"That sounds so hot and so fun." "So hot and so fun? Pick a day, make up an excuse for the family, ditch a staffer, start your white shirt, and be ready to kiss a lot."
"No, I will not make out with you."
What's the starch of white shirt? What the hell is that?
It's some inside sex talk.
This is what came out, but there's some other older texts that have come out since, and it seems that Cal's a little lax about this. I mean, I didn't know better. I would think that Cal just seems to like banging her once in a while because
imagine that.
He gets a little ghosty and then says, "Oh, I'm so busy. You know, I'm running for a Senate. It was crazy. I got to do this. I got to do that. And then, you know, of course, there's you and we want to kiss and stuff." So Arlene, the girl, is talking to a friend and she sends a smiling picture with a caption, "Like Zorro, we'll travel," to her girlfriend. Which I guess her husband put this out too. And then she says about Cal, she says, "Quite frankly, he doesn't deserve my pussy."
"Oh yeah, your pussy's so special, honey."
And she says,
"Hashtag slut.
I just changed his name in my phone to Balding. Pass. That will discourage me." Wait, so changing his name in her phone is going to help her?
So when he calls her or texts her, it comes up that way, and
Balding,
she's reminded to hate
pass.
Him.
Yes.
Every time.
Except that...
because he's balding? Is he balding?
I didn't think he was,
he's
honestly.
He's getting a little short up top. Or maybe he's taller.
I didn't look at too many pictures of him. I just saw black hair, and I didn't really think about it until she said that, but... it's never going to come up on her phone, because he's ghosting her anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's going to see
it
too
often.
But then she says she's so desperate it sounds to me like she wants him back really bad, as much as she says, "You deserve a pussy," and all that stuff. Mm. Listen to this. "Should I tell Cal I'm done or literally just let it die?" Her friend says, "I'm sure I'll get around to texting at some point." And then Arlene says, "Maybe my lack of reply will be sufficient. Later. Still haven't heard from you-know-who. Did he just ghost me?"
Yep.
I mean,
he's a little busy right now.
He's running for the Senate. And then a friend says, "Well, how long have you since you've heard anything?" He says, "Monday, dude." You can't date a senator and call your girlfriend's dude. It's kind of weird. "Literally would hear from him every day." And then the friend says, "Well, maybe he got busted." "Oh, I didn't even think of that."
it's all about her, sweetheart.
So then...
honestly, she doesn't ever look at it from Cal Cunningham, which I let you got to say his name, both first and last name.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't think about Cal Cunningham.
I don't know anyone named Cal anymore. Like Cal Coolidge, wasn't he the last Cal ever until this Cal?
Wait, no, wasn't that a baseball
Cal
player?
Ripken, man.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Ripken. Okay, sorry. So then there's a series of tests, and she admits that she FaceTimed with him. She said she tells her friend this, and I think it's bullshit. She says, "I was debating whether to end it, and just decided to FaceTime him, and then we had a nice conversation." But she tells her friend that, "I think I want to just fuck him one last time and break his heart."
Break his heart? Oh. Yeah, I'm sure he would really object to that.
She's been doing that,
her.
And he's ghosting her, so why would that break his heart?
No, it's a win-win for him.
So
it's
then,
a real win-win.
Further down, she says, "Yeah, FaceTime with the other one yesterday." Oh, that's tricky.
And wait, says, other one?
Him, the other one. She won't call him by name.
Oh.
Friend says, "No, you didn't." She says, "Yes, why? Am I stupid?" "No, it's not dumb, girl." "Well, I just want to fuck him one last time and break his heart." Keeps coming back to this. She just wants to fuck him, I think, is what she wants.
That's wonderful.
So later, Arlene says that she's trying to make plans so she can give him the fuck of his life and then walk away. So now she not only wants to fuck him, she wants to give him the fuck of his life, which means she's phoning in the sex.
Man, now
she's been phoning in. She should want to give him the fuck of his life every single time.
Now that he knows
this.
He's
got that kind of energy.
Now that he knows this, he should nail her and just go, that's pretty good. Not the best I've ever had.
That nag him.
And then he'll get it out, and she'll have to be out to prove him wrong again.
She should be giving 110% every time. That's bullshit. She's phoning in the sex. If she gives him the fuck of his life, he's going to go, oh, so that's what you could have been doing. But instead, yeah you just phone it in.
Oh,
who are you?
I can't believe my dick just barfed that much.
So her friend says, oh, my God, you're silly. I get it, though. Arlene says, I just want him to want me more. Then it will be easier. What do you mean, then it'll be easier?
She wants to break up with him.
She wants him back. She wants him back.
So she can break up with him, I think. Because she wants it to. She wants to dump him. She doesn't like she's being dumped. Because she keeps
She doesn't like being ghosted. She wants him. She's acting like, I want to fuck him. Give him a fuck. Like, break his heart. No, she doesn't want. She wants it back.
I think you played this perfectly, don't you?
He did. Yeah, no, Cal's killing it, man. Cal ought to give seminars.
He's going to get so much puss.
And then she said, I just want him to want me more. Then it'll be easier. I haven't brought my A game. What? We shouldn't brought her A game. What is she doing? She thinks she's on the way out with this guy? She's not bringing her A game? What's wrong with this girl? Friend says, the best thing you could do is ignore him, and he will want you more.
Good
now, that's
friend.
The best advice. That's great advice.
Good friend, yeah.
And how many times have you told a friend that, and then they didn't listen to you?
Probably 9 out of 10 friends.
Most people aren't very good at that, but it's the best advice always.
Yeah.
So Arlene says, something weird about fucking in another woman's house. He's so busy, he wouldn't even notice if I never called him again.
Exactly.
And then the friend says, yes, he would. Mm. Arlene then texts happy birthday to Cal, and she got back. I know, it's his birthday, so she had to text him. She should have ghosted him on his birthday. That would have been huge.
Uh-huh.
Instead, he's right back in there. He's like, I want to unwrap you today. It's the only gift that comes to mind.
Water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji.
Then she goes back to telling her friend that she'll ignore him, and then I'll bone him. She wants to bone this guy so bad, my God. Later, Arlene tells her friend, I'm just going to send his opponent his naked photos. That'll teach him.
She wants it so bad.
She has naked photos.
Where are the naked pictures of Cal Cunningham? I got to see these now.
I agree. I think we're entitled to see them. Once you talk about something like that, everyone has to see it.
Freedom of Information Act. FOIA those.
Cool mushroom tip.
Did you picture this guy sending a nude photo?
No. I have a feeling it's the squarest nude photo, too.
Is he?
He's probably got a suit jacket, tie, and a shirt. Just no pants.
Is this guy in shape?
Let me look at a picture of him again.
You know, he's 47. He's not that old, but she's 36.
Former Army guy, right?
He's in the reserves.
No, he's hot, but he's not a schlub or anything.
Yeah.
He's not fat.
I don't see any exciting nude pictures.
No. Don't get me wrong.
No.
So then we have, so I don't know where that one stands. The public knows about it. I guess he's totally ghosted her too since then. And what I don't think she understands is that her phone is kryptonite. He can't be on her phone. Doesn't she know that?
No, she doesn't understand that.
She just feels ghosted.
She's blinded by her love.
So
I'm going to go ahead and go get married and get the fuck out of Dodge then. I'm going to move to Malibu Beach, shave my pussy, learn to surf.
She should have brought that A game a lot sooner. That's all I can say. Bring that A game, Arlene. So then in Anchorage, Alaska, we have a 58-year-old mayor who is really looks like 58 going on 80 to me.
Yeah.
Doesn't this guy just look like he's just doddering around?
She's ugly too. So.
Alaska years.
Yeah, she's a TV anchor, so I'm sure she thinks she's hot. She's 41. What's with these women wanting these guys 20 years old?
Power.
I guess so.
The power wielded by the mayor of Anchorage.
It's probably a good gig. He probably has a lot of connections in the area.
Maybe he could be vice presidential candidate someday.
That's true.
I mean, it's no Priscilla.
He's how old again?
58.
Really?
And he's having an affair with a 41-year-old TV anchor, and she just came. she just came flying out of nowhere and just blew this guy out of the water.
There's a picture of him. She freaks me out. I don't know why.
She freaks me out, too.
Oh, I mean, my God. Why?
This could be the best thing that ever happened to him, because even though he lost his job, he had to resign as mayor. He's free of this nutcase. And she threatened to report that he posted nude pictures of himself on a website. She was going to call the police. She says he's a pedophile.
Did you hear the, I got to find it.
Why are you so nuts about the guy? He's a pedophile. You're a creep. You're sick too.
Watch this. I just take objection to this, A, based on what she's saying, but I also think this is a terrible TV promo.
There we go.
Hello there, Maria Athens from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska. Breaking news, according to reliable sources, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website. Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9, ABC News at 10, CW News at 12:30, and Newsnet National for sure will cover this. You heard it here first.
Wait.
Okay, but that
so
never made the air, did it?
No, the station actually fired her.
Yes.
And then you probably have the rest of that part of the story.
So wait, she's involved in the story that she's reporting.
She's having an affair with the guy, and she's claiming that he posted nude pictures of himself on an underage girl's website.
And that's what Alaskan TV is like, is my other question.
I know, isn't it terrible? I watched a bunch of her from on her Twitter, a bunch of her anchoring. I thought she was pretty awful.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, I seriously, I would prefer to get my news from gay fucking shit. AJ. I think he would do a better job than she does.
And also, in that clip, didn't she say, and National News will end up covering this? Which I've never heard that in a news tease before.
Wait, and does she work for ABC and the CW, and all of those stations are just like one station? Or
she lost
there.
Me.
You know how Channel 7 and Channel 20 have a deal? So I think it's the similar thing to that.
Wow.
Man. She also posted a picture of a man who was nude from behind, and she says it was him.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
But
he resigned.
Yeah, he resigned.
Because of that.
And when all this craziness started, she went into the newsroom and swore that she's going to win an Emmy, and she's going to bust him, and he's a pedophile. And I guess she accosted the news director? No, not the news director.
Yeah, well, someone there.
Who is her boyfriend?
Oh, I didn't know that.
She had a big fight with him in the newsroom. He fired her. She's blown out. This is her boyfriend. It's like, well, how many... Boy, she fucks all the power, doesn't she? The king of the TV station, the mayor.
Did the boyfriend talk to the mayor and go,
sounds like we both got pussy problems.
So she was banned from the TV station. I mean, the police were involved in this.
Yeah.
Because she kept threatening to report this somehow. And then there's this profane and rather racist voicemail that surfaced.
Oh, let's play.
Where Maria Athens threatened to kill the mayor and his wife, and I'm sure we have that.
It's nuts.
Ethan, it's Maria Athens from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska.
Pause it.
I just learned through my...
Why is she identifying herself by her credentials?
She's housed his penis. Why does she need to talk that way?
She admits that. I think she admits it at the end.
She says that always.
Yeah. Yeah, Fox, I think that's just her name now.
Fox, sure. ABC, CW Network. That's a whole... They have one TV station, and it's all of them.
It's a mouthful.
Weird.
Emmy award-winning journalism, you're also a pedophile and like little girls and children. And there's a website. I'm so fucking exposing you. I'm going to get an Emmy. So you either turn yourself in, kill yourself, or do what you need to do. I will personally kill you and Mark Kimmel, my goddamn self, you Jewish piece of living fucking shit. You have met your match, motherfucker. You have met your motherfucking match. I can't believe I am such a good person and thought I loved you. I fucking hate, I don't even hate you. I will pray for your Zionist fucking ass, you piece of shit loser. Whoa. And I'm putting this on the news tonight. Bye. Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
Maria Athens.
Well, she's not bitter
Fox
at all.
Fox, ABC, CW News.
She's very level-headed. Handling things so well.
Holy crap.
What a nut. But he had to step down and resign, man. God.
That's got to be our sign-off for every weekend right here. Check this out.
Great Friday, you motherfucker. Bye. Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
That's awesome.
We should open the Friday show with that. I like that, Brandon.
Bye. Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
Well, we could end it with that. We could open with leave the bye out. Just have a great Friday,
and
motherfucker.
And the Facebook session with bye.
Oh, boy. Wow, that's Jesus. Just really, man, oh, man, that's scary. I mean, you think you're just having this relationship. It's probably very confusing to everyone, but, you know, he's, you know, she's on TV every night. Oh, my God, I'm having sex with a woman on TV. This is so exciting, and I really think I care about her. And then all of a sudden, whoa! And as for her, she thinks she's fucking a pedophile? Yeah, she thinks she's having an affair with a pedophile, and that was okay.
No, she doesn't. That's just an accusation. She doesn't believe that.
He looks so fragile, and I really don't understand. I don't see them as a couple very well either.
No.
You know,
well, I mean, wouldn't she probably
pegged. She just climbed on top and went nuts.
I think she just pegged him.
Or that. Yeah, and that's why he's so fragile.
That's why she has a picture of his butt. She's back there pegging away.
But you know how scary is that? He thinks he's just, oh my God, I'm having sex with this chick, and she's on TV every night. Oh my God. Because, well, I think we've all agreed that having sex with someone who's on TV is probably,
oh yeah,
10 times as exciting because they're on TV.
Yeah, although now everybody's on something, but everybody.
Well, now, okay, maybe it doesn't mean as much as it used to, but, you know, he thinks he's, you know, wow, this younger woman loves me. It's crazy. I'm so invigorated, even though I'm getting pegged and I'm falling apart because of it.
My prostate's never so felt great. Better. I'm just doing so wonderful.
And then all of a sudden she wants him to fucking kill himself. She gives him three options. What is it? Kill himself, turn himself in, or she's going to kill him, I think.
Boy, I don't, yeah.
He can actually kiss you with his butthole.
Post-pegging.
That's pretty rough. Pretty rough.
Well.
I don't know. I think she has really hurt her career prospects. And
you think?
I think her personal prospects are going to hurt, too. I don't know if a lot of guys going to want to date her.
I really think a consultant, though, would look at that and go, I really like how she throws out the call letters and station identification.
She does. You're right.
It was a very concise tease, albeit what she says is a little nuts.
Wow. What market could she go to after anchoring? Anchorage.
Oh, boy. I think she's cooked.
She'd be good.
She's cooked.
If she gets a lateral move out of it, she's lucky. She got to change her name.
She could do a podcast.
She got to start from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to do a podcast.
She'll have a podcast. Yeah. It'll be number one for a week, and then she'll pass us going backwards.
She should do a podcast with Cal Cunningham's chick.
I have to tell you, if Sophia F. doesn't pass us going backwards,
oh boy,
I'm going to really be upset.
Yeah.
Did you see Portnoy's post today?
No. What did he
say?
Portnoy
had a great post about it. And you know what? He said exactly, I'm so pleased with myself because I thought I analyzed it. I mean, when she went on that long diatribe about, when a man comes and wants a raise, he's really smart and aggressive. When a woman comes and wants a raise. No, that's not how it worked at all. Dave Portnoy, can you find the post?
Yeah, it was from right after she first posted the.
But he listened to the podcast, and he obviously didn't want to say anything about it. He doesn't want to promote her, but he just couldn't help himself.
That doesn't sound like him. Is that not it right there?
I don't think that's it.
Oh.
It was all over the place yesterday. Shoot, I meant to send that to you. Damn it.
Here it is.
Okay, Saturday, I got my jumpsuit on, I got my Randolph necklace, RIP, getting ready to watch college football all day, and everyone's hitting me up because Sophia with an F launched her podcast. I said I won't talk about it, I said I'd ignore it, just let it be. Launch number one on iTunes, which I expected, obviously everyone wants to hear her side of the story, but too many quotes being sent to me and this and that, I just can't keep my mouth shut. Now, most of it was, I guess she's going at Alex, and they got their due to do. I'm not going to talk about that. But the thing that still astounds me about Sophia is I don't think she's taken an ounce of responsibility for anything that happened. Everything is everybody else's fault. She's the poor little victim. And She tried to make this like a male-female issue, like women's rights. Like, hey, if a woman, why is it when a woman goes ask for a raise, she's greedy, but when a man does it, that's good business? Like, what are you talking about? People come into my office every day asking for raises. The way that Alex and Sophia handled it, which was stop talking to me, went silent, stopped doing their job, stopped coming to work, started lying about what the situation was, saying they were broke, comparing themselves to Kesha, having all these ridiculous demands.
Kesha?
That's what they did. No, that's not male, female. In 17 years, nobody's ever acted like that. And to Alex's credit, she put her hand up, like, yeah, we were scumbags. We were going to lie, cheat, steal our way out of the contract because Superman wanted to rep them. So let's not twist the facts. This wasn't male, female. You guys acted like petulant little children. Own up to it. As far as the other part, like, again, the industry standard with Superman, like, oh, we're making $10 million and only getting paid like 2 cents. First of all, I don't know where she got those numbers. Second of all, if somebody came to Barstool, it's like, hey, we have this podcast. We don't want Barstool to own it. We still want to keep the IP, but we want Barstool to promote it as though they own it. Put all your muscle, all your marketing behind it for a year or 2 years. That's what they wanted. That would cost like, I don't know, 10 to 20 million a year. We're a big fucking company to put all that weight behind something and blow it up. Well, that's what we did for Call Her Daddy. And then Sophia seems to think, once we start making money, they should get it all. It's like insane. You had a 3-year contract, Sophia. I was willing to cut it to like 2. I was willing to give you the IP. You could have made millions when you were done. You got fucking greedy, plain and simple. Superman fucked you over. How come you're not mentioning it? How come you never mentioned the fact that Superman was pulling the strings? That's it. Like, we want a good podcast. We want a real podcast that has staying power. What it should be is 3 imbeciles and Dave. Sophia with an F, Superman, and fucking the MILF Hunter. The 3 of them versus me. And they can come up with their conspiracy theories and cry about how unfair life is and say what went wrong. They give it to me. I spit it back in their face in 5 seconds. I take Superman, his Ivy League degree, his Ivy League words, his philosophers Galileo and Aristotle, and I fucking shove it down that Ivy League throat. Because I'm always right. I don't need 6 months to craft a story and write my response. I do it off the top in 5 seconds because the truth is on my side. Sophie with an F, I hope you're successful. I really don't give a fuck. It doesn't affect me. But don't play the victim card. I mean, that's just fucking lies. Oh, because you're a woman? No, no, no. You acted like a fucking scumbag, and you got your life run by a man who's a fucking loser.
And got fired. And got fired.
Yeah, he did get fired from HBO.
Why did he get fired, by the way?
Because he didn't do shit.
Oh, okay, so it had nothing to do with this.
I don't think so. He had like 2. There's a whole list of things he did and then all his strikeouts that he had. I mean, HBO's kind of lousy right now.
So, I guess she'll be dumping him pretty soon.
Maybe.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Did you see who tested positive for COVID?
Baron Trump, I heard.
Oh, yeah, but not him.
Okay.
Someone people care about.
Who?
Nick Saban.
Nick Saban?
Saban.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we might have Saban. To call him. The athletic director, too. But, you know, they play Georgia this week, and it's kind of a big game, and he might not be there.
No, he won't be there.
I wouldn't think so.
5 Florida players tested positive for COVID, too.
That's a surprise.
They're not going to play in front of 90,000 now?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not sure how that works. In Florida, they could play in front of 90,000 people, couldn't they?
So what we're talking about is Dan Mullen was very sore, and he said the reason Florida lost to A&M was because they had a packed house, which was really like 28,000 people. And I'm sorry.
That's not a packed house.
No, and I don't think it was that.
Crowd was certainly a factor in the game. I will certainly say that. I know our governor passed that rule, so certainly, hopefully, the university administration decides to let us pack the swamp for LSU next week. 100%, because that crowd was a major factor in the game. And so I certainly hope our university administration follows the governor. Our governor has passed a rule that we're allowed to pack the swamp. We have 90,000 in the swamp to give us that home field advantage that Texas A&M had today.
Honestly.
Wait, what about the fumble with 40 seconds left? Yeah, didn't that have more to do with than the crowd?
I guess the crowd scared that guy. But within the hour, the athletic director's like, no, we're not going to have a packed house, sorry.
Oh, boy. As we step into fall, the team at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram wants you to know this. It is, let's see, what do they want you to know? Oh, they want you to know if you love performance and you love fully off-road capable vehicles. Then Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, as you covered, starting with the 2020 loaded Jeep Compass, as low as $155 a month, How about a new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk four-wheel drive, as low as $249 a month? If you need a truck, then go lease a 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4, as low as $188 a month, and then pure performance, port Indian SUV that drives like a sports car. That's easy. Go lease the new 2020 Dodge Durango GT at just $343 a month. And you know the game, no Zot spot is complete without talking about the Jeep Wrangler. They got them. Plus, you can still have time to custom order a Wrangler to your perfect specs at Zot Jeep and Dodge. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Check it all out at dealsinthed.com. I haven't heard from Gabari yet. I think because he wants to do something. I feel like,
oh, yeah.
Why don't we get that mobile bowling lane out at Southport for no apparent reason?
Might as well.
I mean, how can it go,
have that
what
bowling
can
alley
go wrong?
Somewhere? Nothing. Well,
someone has to show up to want to see it.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about having it in front of a house, though. I heard musing about
totally. I'm still thinking about that.
Totally. Why wouldn't
What's wrong with that?
Give me one reason not to.
Just for that, I'm bringing it to your house, Trudy.
You can. I have a circular driveway.
You what?
I have a circular driveway, so you could bring it and...
Wait, does your property cover 70 feet without reaching another driveway?
It would be in a circle.
You'll have to get somebody's permission. Ha ha.
No,
I've seen me.
No, you know.
I know what you mean. You'd be good, Trudy. It would just have to go over the grass and the
yeah,
the
take out your whole front yard, but Zoof can fix that.
Ah, screw that. Who cares?
The Aldo Eye Center.
The neighbors.
You know.
Oh, we could do it. We could do it in the cul-de-sac. Totally can do it in the cul-de-sac. Yeah.
Sounds like you want to have a party.
I do.
Yeah, you seem pretty sour about this about 20 seconds ago.
We'll do it live.
Many people are taking advantage of the Yaldo Eye Center and the $1,500 off to get the LASIK that they've wanted for a long, long time. Just mention Drew and Mike, $1,500 off on your custom topography guided LASIK, the most precise in the world. Plus, you'll save money on the contacts and glasses and all that crap you have to buy when you are one of those seeing impaired people. For those over 45, multifocal lens replacement will have you seeing small print and everything else for as long as you live. As Drew and Mike listeners, $1,500 off the regular price. If you bring a friend and they actually get a procedure, you'll get an additional half off your surgery. Don't tell the friend, of course. It'll pay for itself in the money you save on eye exams and all the contact lens and glasses crap you spend for every year. So call 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com and tell them you want the Drew and Mike discount. And the Aldo Eye Center now is a third location in Rochester on Rochester Road, just north of M-59. So there. Oh, boy. So much time, so many things to talk about. Rob Parker really just blew up on LeBron today, which is funny. Rob has always hated LeBron.
Always hated LeBron, yeah.
And Maz, of course, hates LeBron. I hate LeBron. I don't hate him as a player. I admit he's a great player.
He's a total douchebag. He's a walking product, but I still think he's the best. I mean, you disagree. I think he's.
I
don't want to get in the argument, but I still think he's the best basketball player.
I thought Rob brought some pretty good points.
He did. I mean, it's hard to argue with Jordan being 6-0 in the finals, and he missed 2 years at the very peak of his career. So he won 3 in a row, took 2 years off, won 3 more in a row.
Sure.
And all his clutch shots, too. That's the one, you know, I finally saw some numbers on that where someone came up with the final 30 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime of playoff games and what their shooting percentage was when the game was within 2 points or 1 point or tied. And Jordan was, first of all, Jordan took way more shots and he had a much higher percentage.
Hog.
Well, he wants the ball. I mean, don't you want the ball in LeBron's hands or Jordan's hands when the game is online? I mean, you should. Kobe took a lot of shots, too. Actually, Kobe and Jordan were sort of
Kobe
close.
Is a known ball. In that Perlman book.
Kobe!
Kobe makes clutch shots. He always did.
In that Perlman book about three rings and the Lakers, you know, mainly Jackson, Kobe, and Shaq. And a lot of the Laker players were really pissed at Kobe in 04 when the Pistons beat him.
Yeah.
Because Kobe's main goal, allegedly, was just to be Finals MVP, which is why he shot the ball so much in that series, and he was not supposed to.
Had he not won the Finals MVP before?
You know what? I don't know, but he just that year he wanted it. Maybe he wanted it because Shaq. I don't know. You know, who knows why? Those two just went at it and did not get along at all.
That was kind of pathetic. Well, anyway, Parker was so pissed because LeBron said he wants respect. And Rob talked about how when LeBron is asked about his lack of respect or someone or sort of the topic comes up that he blames it on hate and jealousy. And Rob insists that LeBron cheated the game, which is not how I put it. But I thought that whole thing of getting other superstars to sign with the same team was bogus. And I couldn't imagine some of the guys that came before him doing such a thing because they hated all those guys. They had friendships, but they were not friendly on the court.
I just disagree. It's another way to win.
He stacked the deck.
Yeah, it's another way to win.
Stock the pond. Yeah, if you want to catch a lot of fish, stock the pond.
Absolutely.
But don't call yourself a great fisherman. Don't call yourself the GOAT fisherman. You know, the whole Wade Bosch thing, everyone knew they would win something.
Mm-hmm.
It took them a couple years, but they did. So Rob's complaint was that he never clawed his way to the top, which is what the Pistons did, which is what Larry Bird and the Celtics did, which is what the Bulls did, which is what Kobe and the Lakers did. And they all had good teams.
Kobe and the Lakers, I mean, they did get Shaq.
Yeah, no, it was a great team. But there was a process where they had to grow.
Is that not stacking the deck?
Yeah, I think that was stacking the deck to some degree. Not like LeBron did. I mean, actually getting together with other people and deciding to sign with the same team. I've never seen that before.
It's kind of brilliant. He's a trendsetter.
Well, yeah, if you want the league to be decided before the season, which is what it was this year, too.
I think he wanted to win.
Yeah, he wants to be in the winning team. So just get everybody to go to his team.
Absolutely.
It's real easy.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So he's a great general manager. He did it again with the Lakers.
But he cheats. So
how's that cheating?
We can't call him the GOAT.
It's not cheating.
He cheated the game. He did not claw his way to the top. He just took a free pass.
He did not cheat the game.
I mean, he essentially got a bye to a championship. I mean, why not just call it a bye?
Yep, he still got the championship.
Well, he's got four byes.
Sorry, it's not good enough for
He's lost
people.
In the finals six times. Four byes and six losses. The only other sports story of note was the Jets released Le'Veon Bell.
If you only judge something by rings, then how come no one ever talks about Russell?
Oh, well, Russell was great, absolutely. He just wasn't a big scorer. He was a great player, though. So was John Havlicek.
By the way, Kobe only won MVP finals, MVP in 09 and 10, so he had not had it by then.
He won it in 09 and 10?
Mm-hmm. Two-time finals MVP, yep.
Le'Veon Bell, $27 million, 860 yards, four touchdowns, 3.2 yards a carry, 5.8 yards a reception, and zero. He didn't have a 100-yard game as a Jet.
It's just a mess. Adam Gase is going to be blown up before Matt Patricia.
Probably so. I don't know why, but he probably will.
New York's tough, man.
But isn't that interesting that... first of all, you know, I guess Le'Veon Bell, in the end, he got his money. So
he's
happy.
Sure. He's doing great.
He was such a great player. It seems like his game disappeared or at least lost something when he took a year off. Then he joined a bad team.
Yep.
Yeah, long term, I think he lost a ton of money. If he would have stayed for that $14 million, he would have been able to have a new contract after that season. Who knows how it would have went, but he still would have been better than sitting for a full year.
Yeah, I felt the same way. And the Jets, you know, I thought this was kind of funny. The Jets actually thought they could trade and get something for him. Who would give something up for him?
No one. Running back's
just a name.
It's not a running back league anymore.
Okay. Did you guys watch Good Morning America today, perchance?
No, oh, what was on there?
Well, India Oxenberg was on again.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, Catherine Oxenberg's beautiful daughter, who was in Nexium. Yeah, it's a two-part thing over 2 days, and you know we talked about it yesterday a little bit. And I was asking Mark and Brandon if the Nexium collateral nudes were put out, would they look at them?
Really?
Yeah, totally.
Everyone seems to agree that there's no harm done in looking at them because everyone else will look at them.
I'm a terrible person. I would look at them immediately. They're good enough. I might even beat off to it. I'm just saying.
Which is a compliment to any of them.
The worst.
And Sunday night, by the way, I thought was the best evidence yet, because we saw the all-male class, that the men were not attractive in NXIVM, and the women were all attractive.
I know.
They were allowed 500 calories a day. They were all thin and good-looking, and the guys were really dopey-looking.
He couldn't have anybody see blocking him, right?
No.
Getting in his way?
No, not at all. He really, I mean, it's quite a setup by him.
Mm-hmm. I got to say, too, NXIVM, not terribly diverse.
No, no.
How come nobody's canceling NXIVM for not being diverse enough?
Apparently he liked white chicks.
What no, I say? Know, it's but they're all white guys, too. There were no Asians. There were no black people. There were, you know, there was no Hispanics that I saw.
You know, the more, it's funny, during the Sunday night show, someone who had left NXIVM, one of the people, used the term, you know, self-help, that, hey, it was self-help. And I was watching that this morning going, you know, when self-help tells you you have to ask your master for 90 calories and you're allowed to have 500 calories a day, I don't think they're self-helping you. I don't think you're self-helping yourself. Now, it was supposed to be about discipline and self-restraint, but who is self-helped by calling someone a master and asking them every time you want to do something? That is not self-help.
No.
It's not discipline.
Not even close.
It's not discipline either.
Didn't work for R. Kelly, and it doesn't work for NXIVM.
Well, it did work, though. I mean, Vanguard banged chicks he never would have banged. I mean,
it's
a
prison now, though.
And R. Kelly. I mean, look at all the action R. Kelly got. And look at all the people did whatever he wanted. I mean, he did have that glorious period for him.
You lack discipline.
He's in prison.
Right, he's
I'm not trying to encourage people to do it, but I'm just saying, you know, in a weird way, they got what they wanted. Now the party's over, but it should be.
The party always has to be over, though, and they know it is the end is coming. I think R. Kelly didn't, though. I don't think he ever expected that.
That's the weirdest concept to me, because a lot of times when I look at Vanguard, Keith Raniere, and R. Kelly now, I really think to myself, are they thinking, man, I had all of it for so long, it was worth it.
No.
I'm here now, but man, it was fucking great.
No,
nope, they can't even remember getting laid. They're trying to think so bad about what it was like, and nope.
Well, that's...
You can't microfish that while you're in prison anymore? It's just not...
It's just not the same. I wouldn't think.
How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids?
Does that make sense?
Oh, can Gail please interview him again?
I really think this is the most underrated drop.
Does that make sense?
Why? Probably because I say it all the time.
Don't you wonder, wouldn't you love to see, like, just have a camera on R. Kelly in prison all day?
So that'd be a great show.
Especially when that guy beat the shit out of him.
Pay-per-view. Come on, pay-per-view.
I mean, what do you suppose he does all day?
Do you think he's writing songs? I'm in prison
beats
now.
Off. Beats off.
Yeah, that would be
I don't want no tissue.
He beats off, but you can only do that.
Without tissue.
What do you think he does during refraction? Wait, when did he say that?
I don't want no tissue.
But he's beating off. Someone else, like, oh, here, catch it in this.
I don't want no tissue.
When he's refracting. Beat off jokes. What do you think he's doing when he's refracting? Is he soul searching? Is he doing the work? By the way, I'm so tired of hearing people saying, I'm doing the work. You know, I didn't know there was any racism in the world, and I've been watching Black Lives Matter, and now I'm doing the work. I've looked myself in the mirror, and I'm doing the work. Shut the fuck up!
I'm telling you, if you have to do work, and you're just realizing there's racism now, like Herb Street, really wrong.
I'm sorry, Barbie.
Can you explain it? Yeah, Barbie now is talking about her white privilege.
Seriously?
Yes.
Barbie
is really
Barbie's
discussing
doll?
White privilege. Yes.
Huh.
Hey everybody. Hey everyone. So there is a huge
hashtag slut
going on. People, millions of people across the world are standing up to fight against racism, and they're doing this because too often and for such a long time,
Barbie's with her one black friend, by the way,
and in some cases even hurt by others because of the color of their skin.
I want you two to kiss each other.
This is exactly why
pause for just a second. Is this kind of a bolt out of left field for the six-year-old playing with Barbie?
So Charlotte would watch this Barbie show, and I just want to say it is fucking terrible, and I hate it.
Charlotte.
It's the worst. I'm sorry, Char.
It does edits like the kids do edits.
It you got it. And she talks like an influencer to the camera, like she's doing now. And it just,
oh God,
it just, it drives me up a wall. There, thankfully, well, she hasn't been watching.
Are there only white guys though in Barbie's world?
Is Barbie with black dudes yet?
Are there black Barbie?
Yeah, because that Ken, you got.
Oh, there Rashawn? Is
black Kens.
I don't remember seeing.
And you know, black Ken actually can't be smooth down there, right?
Black Ken,
like white
no,
Ken.
No, it is. It's just way bigger. It's just a huge smooth.
Nobody
mouth.
Notices because it's so huge.
And his name's not Ken either.
No, it's Rashawn.
Oh, perhaps it's Rashawn.
Ken's going places.
I don't think there are black guys on that show.
Well, I'm just thinking of an average five-year-old watching that, and, you know, just throwing the word racism out there, is a five-year-old really just absorb that so simply the way we do?
I got to tell you, I don't, that's really interesting, because having a six-year-old.
It's a lot to know. I mean.
I don't think Charlotte, I don't think she sees color.
Well, I hope not. I mean, that's, you know, these I people said, that, how do I explain what happened to George Floyd to my four-year-old?
Well, why is
well
your,
don't.
Why is
don't
your,
fucking explain that. You'll terrify the kid.
Well, if they ask
not
questions.
Ready for it.
If they ask questions, you can explain it, but why are they seeing it?
Yeah.
Maybe turn off the TV.
Yeah, you're doing a fucking.
Don't explain it. Do not.
Well, no, I think
an awesome parenting when, job.
I think you can
Clinton got a blowjob from Monica. How do I explain to my six-year-old?
Explain
dude,
it.
Why would you fucking talk about your six-year-old about that?
Maybe people talking about their six-year-olds about Clinton getting a blowjob is why so many people on Twitter are just like, ah, what's a blow? Who cares?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Like, so Gen Z or millennials are really more free about it because they
I don't know. I was watching.
I'll tell you, deaf you, they sure are loosey-goosey. Yeah, oh, man.
I was watching Daniel Tiger with Annie, and they taught us a very important lesson that even though you're different, we're still more the same. Because Daniel Tiger has paws and a tail, but his friend, Prince Wednesday, has hands and doesn't have a tail.
Wait.
But they all have the same feelings.
That's still going on, isn't it?
Exactly. Let me know what else Barbie says.
There's no better show than Daniel Tiger.
Okay, sorry. I have not watched that yet.
It's a tough conversation, but I'm glad we're having it. People might think that my life looks fine, but the truth is I and so many other black people have to deal with racism.
Go
all the time.
Blacks!
It's really hurtful and it can be scary.
I feel like
sad,
a five-year-old's lost right now.
I wanted to share some stories about that today. Barbie and I had a sticker selling contest on the beach last month. We split up and went different directions to see who could sell the most.
Stickers.
Well, while I was on the boardwalk, beach security stopped me three times. What? They asked me all these questions over and over, and they even called my mom. I never told you, but that's why I sold a few stickers that day. The security
officer
thought I was doing something bad, even though I was doing exactly what you were doing.
Barbie punished her for not meeting her quota for that day of sticker sales.
At school?
Stickers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I made a perfect score on the entrance test, but when the teacher, who didn't know me at all, gave me my results, he told me I only did well because I got lucky. Mm. He said he knew I couldn't speak French that well.
What?
Wow.
You speak French better than
she's
all
around
us.
Some pretty shitty people.
But why didn't you just stay in the club and
well, I mean,
prove I'm wrong?
Look at where Barbie
I
lives.
I don't want to have to constantly prove or reprove myself. He supported you right from the beginning and didn't support me. Usually
who,
when I
teacher?
Talk about these things,
does that make
people
sense?
Make excuses. They say things like, oh, well, maybe you should have had a permit for selling on the beach. But those are just excuses. People did these things
to
me
can't
because
maybe.
I was black and they made the wrong assumptions.
Are
about
small
me.
Kids really absorbing all this?
No.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Why does everyone want to be so wonderful and
deep?
Honest too, guys, hey,
wait,
too
come on.
Deep.
Come on.
Really?
Why does everyone want to be so wonderful? I mean,
well, I mean, but
we should maybe strive to
make,
be a little better.
You can't make everything in the world perfect
no,
for a five-year-old.
Believe me,
you're
making, I understand that.
You're trying to make things perfect that they don't even know are
I understand
askew.
That. I understand that. And I certainly don't think Barbie is the way to accomplish that. It starts with the parenting.
You know, we were taught in school. I don't know if you had it in your, let's see, what grade was it? Fifth, sixth, seventh grade, MLK. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were constantly hammered
yeah,
over the head.
Yeah, but they didn't teach you about Tulsa.
No, they didn't. But, you know, that was something that was constantly coming up in class was racism and MLK and what he was fighting for and I Have a Dream. And everybody thought, oh, my God, Martin Luther King is so wonderful. Oh, my God, it's so sad. It was, you know, it was you're 10 years old. What? How many things can you really think about it? But it was a lot to absorb at that age. But it was a powerful thing to learn in school.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was exaggerated or underplayed in any way.
No. I don't think so. Not really.
Yeah. I mean, you can't fix it. You can't fix everything in a 10-year-old's head or make them perfect. But I certainly think at 5, I would have been way overmatched by this.
Do you remember what, you know, like adult issue might have broken through at all when you were 5 or 6 or when you were just a little kid? Did you ever hear anything? I just remember I used to see LBJ on the TV and I was just like, who the hell is that? Like, well, that dude is weird looking. And that's the gist of what I understood about then.
So. I do remember for some reason we were out of school early and I came home and I guess it was in January because my mom was trying to make me watch the inauguration of Nixon. I was like, oh my God, this is so boring. Are you kidding me? Who would watch this? I mean, I just thought it was like the worst television in the history of television.
I am not a crook.
Hey, it appears the whole world has officially gone crazy and I can't stop talking about it. Not to mention our friends at Zot, Fort, and Holly. They've been crazy since back in the day when being crazy actually meant something, to quote Charles Manson for the first time in a car commercial. Anthony Gabara and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County want to let the baby have his bottle, so here are a few of Zot, Fort's craziest deals of the year. Lease a new loaded 2020 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive as low as $177 a month. Or get to Zot Ford and lease the SUV everyone's talking about, the 2020 Ford Explorer XLT four-wheel drive, as low as $212 a month. Finally, lease the toughest truck on the road, a new 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4, as low as $199 a month. And just when you thought things couldn't get any crazier, Zot will have the highly anticipated Ford Bronco Sport in stock and ready for immediate delivery any day now. But stay tuned. We may find our own Mark Fellhauer rolling around town in a Zot Ford Bronco.
Sweet.
Looking for his own adventure and craziness. I don't know what that means. Give Anthony a call or get details at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Roche is doing what?
Dr. Roche is doing all kinds of things. Yesterday they did Morpheus 8 on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
So how do I look?
You look good. I mean, you look fresh.
Morpheus.
What could be better than fresh?
Not to put you on the spot, but actually it's one of those things where they microneedle and then it has radio frequency and what it does is produce collagen, so it brings back some of the, you know,
you look. You actually, I was going to say, you look tan. I mean, you look, your
yeah,
face
just
looks...
a little, it's still a little bit red, but okay. It's amazing how quickly you can go back to work. And Morpheus 8 is one of the things, obviously, they do for resurfacing the skin. If you found yourself, you know, kind of looking at yourself in the mirror and thinking, eh, boy, this is the
same. Oh, my God, I look horrible.
Yes.
I look like shit.
Tired all the time. And there's also face tight and neck tight for people, you know, who have like saggy jowls or if you need that crepey neck. Also, they're having
crepey neck.
Crepey. Yeah, you don't want to have the crepier neck than the turkey at Thanksgiving. So check out all of these procedures at the offices of Dr. Roche, DrRoche.com. And you can also just call them for a teleconsultation. He'll walk you through all of them at 248-338-1110. Talk to Janine or Jenny or Tracy. By the way, I didn't have them put me out for it. So I was like, they're funny.
Wait, do they put people off for that?
They can if you like, but you know, you're
well, there's another reason to get it done.
Go your ass to bed.
Did it hurt at all?
It did, but they also give you Pronox, which is nitrous.
The nummy stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Nitrous. I didn't know they were doing nitrous over there.
That is the...
Cool.
They are.
I got to say, I love nitrous.
I know, it's a
when
new...
I'm a nitrous at the dentist's office,
it's
I'm
a riot,
so
isn't
happy.
It? Yeah.
I just feel so good, but I never feel that way any other time ever anywhere.
Nice.
That's the sad part.
When I walked out there, like, oh my God, there was so much laughing back there. Yeah. So anyway, it was a really good experience. And there are a lot more procedures for helping to resurface your skin. Or you can get saline breast implants or a breast lift and many, many other things. Dr. Rush is also go do it.
Are you a man facing divorce? Well, if you're facing not only that, but maybe custody issues or you're concerned about property divisions, you should call Adam. If you're a man and you fear somehow coming on the short end of the stick, for 30 years they've been helping men deal with your issues, like protecting your rights and getting fair treatment in the court system that you deserve. Don't take a chance with your future. Go with the best. Adam has the knowledgeable, aggressive, experienced attorneys you want. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. And just briefly, I wanted to mention, because I forgot when we were talking about India Oxenberg and Nexium, Amy Robach is doing, she did those two interviews, or the one interview they split into two parts. Yeah. Do you like Amy Robach?
I do, actually. Yeah. I like her on Dateline? No.
2020.
Yeah. 2020.
I don't know why she, I get a bad rub from her. I'm not sure why.
Because she's married to Andrew Shue?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't help. But I have some firsthand, well, secondhand information about them. Vicky, one of our fine listeners, Vicky, and some friends of hers went to the karaoke bar. I don't know if it's a karaoke bar. It's a place that does karaoke around one of the lakes.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah, and they were having a good old time. And
she
then
was really standoffish to them, right?
Well, I guess Andrew Shue was just the belle of the ball. And you know, they were talking to him, and they were getting ballsier as the night wore on, taking pictures and stuff.
Andy!
And so, but the bottom line was, at the end of the day, while Andrew Shue was wonderful, Amy Robach was really not interested in talking to anybody or shaking any hands or making smiley faces. I think she was kind of put off by the whole thing.
He has a higher status. He has to work harder.
We don't know what was going on in her life.
You're not ragging it, are you?
The funniest part about it was Vicky sent me a couple pictures, which is always funny. I mean, this is why Brush with Celebrity is so funny. And it was a picture of... I think you see Andrew kind of maybe looking towards him a little bit, and Amy, all you saw was her back, and it was like, she looks bitchy from behind.
Sounds that's like so someone's weird. Having their monthly.
I've never thought of someone as looking so bitchy from behind, but she looks bitchy as hell.
Oh, that time of the month, huh?
And by the way, yesterday on Good Morning America, oh, did she go to the nice, the tight dress store recently?
Oh, really?
Oh, my nice. God. Well, yes, she did.
She should. She's got a good body.
Yeah, she does. No, she's really pretty. I guess that story has colored me forever, unfortunately.
What's going on? You having your period?
Just like a princess, kind of, you know?
Yeah. I could imagine. And you know what? She has a book, which I thought was a little... Yeah, I thought that was a little much.
About what? How I married Billy from Melrose?
So special. You have a book. And I started thumbing through it, and I think the book soured me a little bit, too, because I think she seemed a little self-important. I know. A lot of people write books, but...
Don't
write me a book, kid.
It's all about her.
Do you think that she does a good job as a reporter on 2020, or do you think she just is set dressing?
She does a fairly good job.
The latter.
She's okay.
I think a lot of them are.
So it just reminded me of looking at that story in my notes. There was a story before that, which was just fascinating on so many levels, and I just was left with so many questions that were unanswered. First of all, Diane Sawyer's back!
Yeah, but and the story she's doing, I was kind of like, meh. What was it on? Do you remember
it
what
was about
on?
Racism in the home value appraisal business?
Oh, yeah, that's why I was kind of like,
eh. And they just...
Are you a lesbian?
First of all, it was presented in the most simplified way.
It's kind
of,
yeah.
And I had so many questions, and they answered none of them. Because
it was one anecdotal story, wasn't
it? Yeah,
it
was one story, and
kind of the problem.
The difference was so insane. It was like, okay, there's got to be more. You got to tell me more. Oh, let me just tell you what happened. This black woman who's married to a white guy, and they have a child who's black and white. Black,
mixed.
I guess, for
black
purposes.
And white.
I mean, it's black father, white, what, yes. Black, white,
biracial,
father,
yes.
Black yeah. Mother. They have a child of color, and they got an appraisal, and the appraiser came over, and of course, I'm sure made evil faces at her and her.
You look great, as always, you post-racial power couple.
Her child, and appraised the house at $330,000. And I thought, oh my God, that's a terrible appraisal. And by the way, I've been through this many times ago. What kind of appraisal is that?
Here's actual audio from the appraiser.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
So he went low.
So this is where it gets... She decides that it's racism is why she got the low appraisal. Right. So what she does is she de-blackifies the house. She removes herself from the house. She removes the black child from the house. And she takes all pictures of her out. And they put up pictures of her husband's family so that it's, the house is all white.
Oh.
All white guy, all white family.
Oh, that's a nice place.
And the appraiser comes in. And she's proven right because the appraiser appraises it at $465,000. $135,000 more just because white people live there and no black people.
First question. Wait. Same appraiser?
Yeah.
No.
That was my first question.
No.
Well, that's
no.
kind of an issue, isn't it?
Yeah,
how could
is
the
an
same
issue.
Appraiser go in the same house 2 weeks apart?
Maybe they're busy.
I don't think
they
so.
Forgot that they were
right,
there.
So that throws it off to begin with, because appraisers would have
appraisers.
Benchmarks.
I mean, if they have a bias, it should be towards a higher price because they're part of the real estate industry, and realtors always want to get more if they can. That's not to say that they wouldn't have some racial bias, but a house is a house. It's not. I mean. And I'm not saying, of course, there could be any kind of bias, not just race. But what bothered me about this is, first of all, it was so simplified that, you just remove all the black from the house, put white people in there, and you'll get more for your house. So, I mean, I would try it if this is indeed that simple. But the other thing was, where's the first appraiser? Because they shouldn't be working. If they're $135,000 off on a house, who the fuck are they? And shouldn't you be talking to them?
Well, I'd like to know how off his other appraisals are in other homes.
Well, yeah,
anyway.
And what company does he work for? Yeah. Who's hiring this flaming racist who misappraises
rogue,
houses?
Rogue racist appraiser.
I mean, they didn't even mention
Nobody
the person.
Nobody likes your house anyway.
We never saw the person. We never knew who it was, what company they worked for. I just thought it was... Huh. I'm not saying I didn't believe it, but I just thought, shouldn't there be more to this story?
Wouldn't a more interesting story be like the same house and people coming through it and not wanting to buy it or buying it because of who they think lived there before? Wouldn't that be a more interesting story?
I think it's hard to do that, though, with... I mean, because how to use the same house?
Have an open house
come in
with
different owners.
It's really hard. But
blindfold the guy and drive him around and then, like... change it up on the outside, but
it felt like
shouldn't they have brought a third or a fourth appraiser in to see what the sort of average
yes
was?
Well, I also would have liked to know what the house sold for. Would have been nice, because the appraisal means nothing.
True.
What it sold for,
or what it was, what they wanted to list it at, what a realtor would want to list it at.
But I mean,
what it's, I don't know, there's a lot of there's a lot of
so
questions in that story,
simplified, and it just seemed like, hey Dan, could you do a story about racism?
Yes.
Racism is terrible.
How do you really feel? Really feel.
Oh,
she can't come up with anything, so they're like, all right, just make it up. Wow.
It wasn't that I didn't believe the story or I didn't believe there was anything to it. It just was, I felt like, I mean, this is just, it was just a statement of fact that if you de-blackify your house, it will have this much more value.
There's got to be
and
bigger.
And it's terrible and horrible, but hey, you know, she said herself, it's like, well, you know, I feel terrible. I don't know what to tell my son, but the fact is we wanted to get all we could for the house. And, you know, I wish I had more equity in the house so we didn't have to do that, but it was just, it was not a feel-good story.
Got to be more, I don't know, there's got to be a bigger study on it than just one home.
Yeah, and they acted like this was just a fact, that if you just remove all the African-American from your house, that it is worth more with appraisers. And, you know, maybe.
And of course, Google answers my question.
Oh, what did Google say?
The Brookings Institute did do a study on it and found on average each black home is undervalued by $48,000 on average.
Well, that tells me you should buy homes that black people own, because you'll get a better
deal
price
on it.
Awesome.
And black people should buy houses from other black people, so they make up the difference.
Yeah.
Just being practical, just like she was. Just saying.
Maybe.
It's really interesting.
Because if you're a black person and you sell your house for $48,000 less, and then you buy a house from a white person and it's the proper price, then you lose $48,000 every time you transact.
Huh.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting.
But you know,
I'm sure
Diane
will get to the bottom of it.
I'm not sure how you quantify that. That's a very difficult, because how do you quantify that without?
Call the Brookings Institute.
Have black home appraisers.
Well, that's one solution, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's been times in the last 6 months where we're going, why don't we just have all black cops? Just all black cops, so white people have nothing to do with law enforcement anymore, and that way. But then I know, well, there's systematic racism. It's built in. It's built in the profession. And it's not practical either, because white people want to be cops.
Yeah.
So. Oh,
maybe more than others.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, speaking of cops, the
maybe.
Woman. The woman in the Central Park birder guy
issue
came up again.
What's she done
the
now?
Cooper family. Oh, actually, they don't know each other. Well, they do now. But Amy made two phone calls. The previous one.
We all remember the first one. Yeah.
So she tried that twice to call and say, hey, there's an African-American man and he's threatening.
Oh, she called 911 before that.
Yeah, she made two 911 calls, not just one.
The second one's been revealed now where she claims that he actually did physically assault her.
Can we hear that one?
Well, that's not just racism. She's a fucking liar and she's a criminal.
Yeah.
I know. Sure. I just wonder if that
and
guy.
And she's canceled. She lost her job.
She still is canceled.
And remember, the guy was like, I don't really want all that to happen to her. Right. But I wonder if he feels different now.
Possibly.
Now that she lied about the assault.
That's.
I don't think they released the audio of it, though, that I can see.
Yeah, come on. Give it up.
That's hellaciously shitty.
Well, I'm looking for my damn notes and I can't find them. So I'll just have to go from.
I could play a boner line.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you do that, Brandon? Let's do the boner line.
I woke up today with kind of a headache, so I smoked a little weed. And then I was listening to the Who Are These podcast when you guys played Pitbull Fast Forward. I swear, I looked in the fucking corner, and it sounded like a goddamn demon. Oh, don't ever play that Pitbull shit again.
Stay off the weed!
Audio separated at birth. Sophia with an F from her podcast that Carl was playing for you guys. Ew.
Ew.
And Paris Jackson.
I was publicly attacked, bullied, and humiliated for months.
But as a nation, with liberty as our slogan,
I've been watching The Vow like the rest of you, and one thing I noticed that really bothers me is how often that they're not wearing shoes, like when they're in their little meetings or presentations or...
Goddamn shoes!
I think if I was in that cult, that would be a deal breaker for me. It's gross. Why aren't you guys wearing shoes?
Excuse me, are y'all with the cult?
We're not a cult. We're an organization that promotes love and...
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, I'm calling for the cancellation of Elvis Costello for a song he wrote in 1979 called Oliver's Army.
Oh.
Maybe about a minute 13 into the song. And I want to cancel Spotify as well for having that song on there.
Only takes one itch trigger. One more widow, one less white nigga. Oliver's Army.
You racist piece of shit.
I got a weird separated at birth for you. Been listening to a lot of Van Halen lately, of course. At the end of the song, Feels So Good, off of OU812. And it sounds just like Halle Berry from Monster's Ball, so that song has now been ruined. So thanks for that.
Make me feel good!
You make me feel less! Can you help me?
Hey, Brandon, you're 100% right. I Can't Drive 55 is way better than anything that Van Hagar put out.
Van Halen, not Van Hagar.
Damn, that was a good tune.
55! Just listening to Rush Limbaugh. Looks like he had Donald Trump on for the whole show, and just listening to the interview right now. Trump is asked about the Democrats and all that fun stuff, but the funny part is he says he had to beat them off, and then continuously kept saying had to beat them off, referring to beating them off in different ways.
I had to beat off the Mueller report. I had to beat off all this stuff. I had to beat off impeachment. I had to beat off Congress, everything else. Have to beat that off.
Water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji.
You guys sitting here talking about Bill Gates and his microchip.
Oh boy, here we go.
Well, I have a video. Bill Gates is giving a lecture to, I don't know, the FBI or the CIA about turning off one of your genes in your genome and your DNA with his vaccine.
That's nuts.
I will send all you guys this video. Go back on the air and make fun of stuff you don't even know what you're talking about. Good luck to you taking that vaccine.
Okay.
What you just said.
Thank you.
Is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Has anyone pointed out that all those guys in the Whitmer plot kind of look like distant relatives of Mark Fallhauer?
I'm just saying.
You've probably never even heard of our family, huh?
Hey, guys, that talk about Vinnie Stubbs reminded me back to Stables Bar and Grill in Livonia.
Oh, that's a nice place.
The guy used to pretty much live up there, and anybody who would get in a 10-foot radius of him, he would give a rundown of his credentials.
Do you know who I am?
Saying that he was on the show on 105.1.
I'm kind of a big deal.
He'd be showing you stuff on Facebook to prove it.
I'm very important.
And then he'd try to get you to listen to his podcast he had at the time.
Good luck with the podcast.
God damn it, Drew, Mike Show. I keep fucking waking up with that goddamn song in my head. Oh, my God. Nick LaFuckinShay.
Yeah.
Love the show. Keep up the great work. Except for you, Brandon. Bitch, fucking get it together.
That's high praise.
Take care and stay healthy.
Okay, what's the deal with the Gates vaccine? It's going to mess up my genes?
Yeah, well, he's big on CRISPR, which is gene editing. And that's actually, I believe that's how Moderna and a lot of it, well, that's technically not gene editing.
Is he a doctor and a chemist, the Who? Person that called?
I don't know. He watched a YouTube video.
Okay, so Bill well, Gates' no, I mean, vaccine is going to do what?
Well, I'm just saying he
watch YouTube, guys. Just watch YouTube.
I'm assuming he believes that Gates' vaccine will have some kind of gene editing on you to do something. I don't know what gene editing he wants to do, but you can, you know, CRISPR has the advantage of, say, I mean, Trudy, you and I have talked about this off the air in a really boring conversation once. But you can cure disease by removing part of a gene and replacing it with another part.
And this is what Gates' vaccine for the COVID virus is going to do.
No.
Well, he said that don't talk about stuff that you don't know about. And apparently you don't know about it.
I don't know about it.
Why you're saying that.
I'll get it. I'll take it. I'll take a vaccine.
So they're gonna try and give us a vaccine that's going to alter our genetic makeup without telling us.
We know the story. I don't know the story.
Yeah, and they'll make you more susceptible, I don't know, to getting AIDS or something.
Yeah, because everybody knows that Bill Gates created the internet to usher us into a very brand new technology world just so he can take control with it in the 2020 pandemic and kill us all because he's the Antichrist. And I get it. You look at his wife and you might think she's demonic.
No, she's horrible. She is evil as hell. And I would believe anything anyone says about Melinda Gates. Mm. But Bill Gates, he's a very benevolent guy.
How can he live with someone who's...
kill you?
Oh, that reminds me. Oh! I saw, what's Mark Zuckerberg's wife's name?
Oh,
somebody Fern? Chan.
Chan. Priscilla Chan.
Priscilla Chan. Did anybody see her on morning TV? I believe it was Good Morning America. It could have been the Today Show. Did anybody see it?
No.
Can you locate it?
I'm looking for it right now.
Because I don't think I can properly describe how obnoxious. Obnoxiously,
were they donating money for voting? Is that what it was?
No. Wait. It would have been about a week ago.
So, 5 days ago, Priscilla Chan gets candid about social media. And
yeah, and I think it's just her.
Parenting.
There's no Mark. Mark's not there because it's all about her.
Well, we know she does all the parenting.
Oh, yeah.
He's busy running an evil corporation.
And by the way, did he, did that penis ever, like, enter her sphere? Because I...
What do you know? You think the baby's not theirs?
No, I just think he's not sexual.
Can you play the last about 2 minutes of the interview?
Did she deliver the baby at the Zuckerberg Chan Memorial Hospital in San Francisco?
What is he, a robot?
Actually, and by the way, just, she has fully earned equal billing with Mark Zuckerberg.
I gotta
she contributed half the money.
I need to look it up. I think it is just the Zuckerberg Memorial Hospital or something.
There are many things that are named for both of them.
I am a teacher. I've started a school. I'm a pediatrician.
Okay, back it up. That's where it starts.
Unless this is like a tease within the.
It's
7 minutes, 6.5 minutes long, but that's where it starts.
Okay, start it again. I'm just scared, but go ahead.
I am a teacher. I've started a school. I'm a pediatrician. But as someone on the front lines, I hit a wall over and over again. And I'm
just
always talking about, like, what tools would I need to be
more
successful?
In the background.
How would I want the systems to change so that my colleagues and I could do better work, to have hope?
Those questions led Priscilla Chan and her husband, Mark Zuckerberg, to launch the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative in 2015.
Oh, the Chan Zuckerberg. Oh, okay.
A philanthropic organization.
So she's contributed more than he has.
To address some of society's biggest challenges, including disease, social justice, and education. A pursuit that, for Priscilla, is highly personal.
You've been very open about the fact that you were bullied growing up. When you look back to those growing years, what do you remember?
I'm the child of Chinese Vietnamese refugees. Even though my parents didn't know exactly what to do, they were incredibly supportive. And I had these mentors that saw me. Mentors. And when there were bad times of being bullied, I had a place to go.
Boring.
And I've been trying to give back.
Look at all she's overcome. It's amazing.
To date, CZI has awarded approximately $2 billion
in
grants and invested upwards of $150 million. But perhaps the cause closest to Priscilla's heart is the mental health of children.
Obviously, we're still in the thick of this pandemic, but when we look back, what do you think we will have learned about how this affected our mental health, specifically in children?
I don't even know if we know all the questions yet, but I think what I'm so excited about is
So bored about.
Every parent is thinking deeply about their kids' education and their
You're
kids'
rich,
needs.
You jerk!
We are being conscious and thinking about how do we create connection? What is the best?
Shut down her husband's company.
How we apply research.
What a great answer.
What is
starters.
The value of technology? Do you think we have enough safeguards in place? Should parents
I'm starting to be afraid
more?
This is the wrong interview
Should
and I've subjected everyone
more?
To 6 minutes of.
What do we
of
need to do to protect our kids?
Chan!
Everything where there is physical danger or threats to their mental health, you teach them how to use something safely. You give them.
Oh my God.
I have some stuff to do. Could you just tell me how to do it?
Boring.
I think the same applies to social media, technology. Like, what are the expectations?
Can you please boss me around full time?
And as a parent,
because you married a really rich guy.
Tools. You might be looking at their social media or whatever.
Or maybe
it might look like.
They shouldn't be on
to
Please, I want that question so bad. I'm dying to hear it.
Tools to help us along the way.
There's this paradox, and I wanted to give you a chance to address it, where they say CZI is accused
so much
of trying
music
to solve,
in the back of this piece.
You know, certain problems in many ways.
Well, it needed something.
Social
I mean, it's
media.
Priscilla Chan.
That's fair.
CZI is a deep reflection of the
world. I mean, is there a more droning human being on the planet?
And we have a ton of really amazing, smart people working with us. Championing
of course, because you're so smart.
Work. And
is anybody wondering what they said
that.
There?
How do you approach?
Did you know what CZI was?
No.
It's the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. But they just said it like everybody knows what it is, even though they just talked about it.
We're supposed to know it, though.
What
we should know.
CZI.
Thought partner to our leaders and the
I don't even know what anybody's talking about here now.
Being better or something.
About when we work BS. Together.
She's
we
getting candid.
All I know is the ratings of whatever she's on are dive bombing right now.
How
could you not change the channel?
Well, she did this on Facebook Live, and there's two viewers.
Oh, it's on Facebook Live? She was on GMA.
Just kidding.
Oh.
When you see your husband and people go after him and say, you know what, Facebook is great, but it's taken down the world. They're going to ruin the elections.
Good question.
All the nasty things that you hear.
You're rich,
what does that feel like for you?
Hashtag slut.
Him at home and in his work, grappling with these massive questions that sometimes don't have clear answers.
Oh, that's convenient. Fuck, you know,
stupid.
Everything else.
The massive questions of, should I really give up all this revenue we're making?
How he's been handling all
thing.
Of this. And
yep, sorry, hang on. I gotta go back to
I know he's
yes,
doing his hardest. And
yes, Brent.
I wish
God, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to get this time back.
She said that she gave, that the Chan Zuckerberg is given $150 million from a dude who's worth $93 billion. Yeah. I mean, that's point.
I want a forensic accountant. She didn't give 75 of it. Why is it Chan Zuckerberg? She should have given 76 and him 74. It's going to be Chan Zuckerberg. Mm. Why is her name first? Is that so he gets laid one more time in the rest of his life?
I know. All I know is, what has the Sanchez Bezos Initiative ever done?
You know, she might deserve the 75% if she bangs him.
That's true.
What are you,
you
talking
make a
about?
Great point.
This is how he asked her out.
I'm a rich American with a big wiener.
That's him asking her out.
Was that the end of the interview?
Yeah.
For me.
I'm just going to say yes.
No, how much time is left in the interview?
2 minutes.
Okay, just play a little more. I know. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
What causes you the greatest stress?
I want to figure out how.
Please ask her what bothers her. Please.
Everyone is in so much pain and hurt. And
sounds like someone's having their monthly.
I try to take care of my team members, my friends, and
families. Oh, yeah. No, you do everything right. But of course, we know.
We need a period of healing, and I don't know when that will start.
What gives you the greatest hope?
Huh?
Oh, God.
How many people can take time to have a period of healing?
The resilience that I see in kids. Like, kids roll with things, and I know, as I believe in this nation, I believe in democracy. Huh. And so I know we're going to get to the other side of this.
Millions of dollars.
My kids would be with me if I had $92 billion.
Wait.
It never
even
got to a question. Here it is. Received for something that bothers you most.
Here it is.
What do you think she said?
Something related to Facebook?
You think? She said she feels like anytime she meets someone or when she does interviews, people always want to talk about Mark Zuckerberg, her husband. And she said, look, you know, I went to Harvard. You know, I have a background in neurobiology. I'm a physician. I was a pediatrician. You know, I run a company. I'm an educator. I run a team
of
people.
Why don't you go cry about it?
I stand in my own. And she was very firm about that. And she's a mom. So there was a lot more for our interview, including I asked her about some insights on what she thinks about traditional education and what.
I would love to answer a question. Because he started a company that is in the whole world, everybody's on it, and he's got billions and billions of dollars. That's why you live so high on the hog and why he can dump your name in front of his on all kinds of buildings and crazy stuff, because he's loaded and you're not!
Mm-hmm. And everybody knows who he is.
I went to Harvard, I'm a pediatrician, why did they ask me about my fucking Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, but how do I change my profile picture? Just hand her your phone.
I'm sure Melinda. Don't you know Melinda Gates has said the same thing?
I've done so much. All I have done is Bill Gates. Bill fucking Gates. Fuck Bill Gates. I'm Melinda Gates.
Okay.
By the way, it is still the Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital. So her name is not on the hospital.
Oh, did he rip her name off?
Somebody better look into that pretty quick. Or Zuckerberg's not going to be getting laid once a year. Just saying. So today, actually this happened last night. I don't know why. Sometimes I just dump around my news sources at various times just to see, I wonder if there's any breaking going on or I wonder if there's anything new. And the story is out about Hunter, it would appear to be Hunter Biden's laptop, which was, I guess it had taken on water somehow, probably because he spilled his bong on it or something.
I want that to be the truth.
And this is in Delaware, and this company tried to reach whoever dropped it off, and they couldn't reach him.
By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
They never came and picked it up. Which sounds like Hunter. He's probably busy, you know, smoking crack and hanging out with a stripper or something. Or knocking up his new wife or knocking up a stripper or whatever. Or in rehab. So he forgot he left the thing there. Well, it had Bo Biden Foundation sticker on it. And so for some reason, they went into the computer. And what do they find? But 40,000 emails. And there's a 12-minute video of Hunter Biden, a person who appears to be Hunter Biden, smoking crack and on the receiving end of a sex act. There are also many, many, many compromising pictures of Hunter Biden having sex and using drugs, a few of which they have printed in the Daily Mail, one which he appears to have a crack, well, they call it a crack pipe. It looks like a
glass pipe.
Yeah, it looks like a meth pipe, if I had to go by my intervention experience, in his mouth while he's lying in bed with his mouth open like,
Yeah, he's not feeling any pain there.
No, he's not.
Drugs aren't the answer.
There are also many selfies of him with his shirt off and sunglasses on in front of a mirror.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Did you see those?
When you get high and you smoke crack, you think you look hot?
Oh, he thinks he saw it. Look at this stupid selfie. Look at that. He's a fucking bathtub smoking a cigarette. He thinks he's so hot.
Wow.
Oh, God. Gross.
Man.
Then there's
how much water do you suppose he displaced?
Okay. Get ready. Trudy, you might need a new cushion.
Oh,
Here's one of his pictures with his he's topless with sunglasses on indoors.
Okay. Nope. Dry as can be.
You like what you see?
It looks like a slob there.
He's topless. What's and he's got sunglasses on.
Why the shirt off all the time? Why?
There's a slob. There's a real slob.
I think he's going for a look there.
He can't regulate his body temperature because he's on crack all the time.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know if you noticed, but his pants are awfully tight in that picture. And he's he's wearing a blue jean jacket over no top.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, jeez. The interesting thing is, there don't seem to be denials.
I those jeans are so wonderful, just waiting to get out.
There don't seem to be denials that this is his stuff.
Washington Post just checked in with a series of...
Really?
Yeah.
And what did they say?
On Twitter.
This is a fascinating story, by the way. I mean, from so many angles, it's fascinating. What's the Post saying?
Wait, no, it's...
Didn't Twitter ban the Washington Post's coverage of this?
Twitter has banned...
Twitter can't allow the Washington Post to talk about this because the New York Post has been taken off Twitter.
The New York Post article has been deemed unsafe by Twitter, so everything...
Well, they said they have to vet it. So apparently Twitter is now vetting every bit of investigative reporting to do it themselves.
They use 30 organizations to vet.
Twitter?
So they say, yeah.
Which I've never seen a lot of things on there
that are unvetted.
That's kind of what I was going to get.
And I've never heard of them reinvestigating stories that have been investigated by news sources. The New York Post is not a terrible news source by any stretch of the imagination.
Great paper. Mm-hmm.
In fact, they've had
started by
this
Alexander
story.
Hamilton.
They have had the story about Hunter Biden's laptop since September, and they've had most of the information. It sounds to me like they did not get to view the laptop itself or the, you know, the copy.
Their story said that
until recently.
That Steve Bannon hinted at it, and they got a hold of it on Sunday. This Sunday is when they finally got a hold of it.
So they've taken the last couple days to go through it, but they had been tipped off about a number of things on there that they would want to look at. And so I think they were ready when it came along. And while it did take them 3 days, they did get it out on Wednesday, very early in the morning. And the Daily Mail picked it up, but not very many other people picked it up. Now, what is the Washington Post saying, Trudy?
Phil Rucker.
I'm going to take a wild guess that they're saying that Joe Biden denies that this changes anything and that it's a distraction from COVID.
There's no denial from him, but they are, I think it's Phil Rucker from the Washington Post is... bringing up that there are discrepancies in the story and timelines that don't match and in allegations made about Biden knowing about Burisma and firing the investigator. And then the other thing has to do with Rudy Giuliani. So they're disputing certain aspects of this story, which...
Well, there are some leaps in the story, but...
So that's that. They're not saying it's not true, but they are saying,
totally,
okay, so this part about Giuliani, this can't be, and this timeline is wrong, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, first of all, I would expect the Washington Post to do that. But second of all, I'm not sure what leaps they're talking about because...
Let me find the one. Go ahead.
There is an email from someone at Burisma, I think it's Burisma, who is saying that he appreciated getting to meet Joe Biden the previous year. And there's another one asking Hunter how he can use his influence to help Burisma. Now, I don't know what that means, and I don't think they know what that means, but
isn't that one of the leaps they were talking about was that email? Because if you read the email that they printed, if that's the one they're referring to, it doesn't say that they met. It just says, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father.
Okay, now, if someone said that to you, wouldn't you think that that happened? I mean, that's not a leap.
Really?
No one's ever asked me to meet somebody, and then I didn't meet them, and then I said, hey, thanks for allowing me an opportunity to meet that person that I did not meet.
Wouldn't they say, even though I didn't meet him, thank you for the opportunity to meet him? I mean, that's crazy.
Bullshit.
That's ridiculous. Is that what the Washington Post is saying?
What a fucking piece of
bullshit. I cannot get deeper into the story because there's a paywall, and I won't pay for the Washington Post, sorry.
Is not a leap. How can you say that's a leap? Oh, because they're saying that Biden's schedule doesn't have it in there or something like that?
Yeah, they're saying that the timeline of where he would have been doesn't line up. But and they're also trying to say that, yeah, they're...
How do they know what date that this happened?
I only, because it's in the email. I would only say that maybe because he's, if someone invites you to something, you follow up to actually book it, because the rest of the email is, hey, when can we meet for a quick coffee?
That's with Hunter, though.
Mm-hmm. To get it done. I mean,
make
no bones about it. We know what they were trying to do.
Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving me an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. How can that be a leap to say he met Joe Biden? It's really an honor and a pleasure. As we spoke yesterday evening, it would be great to meet today for a quick coffee. What do you think? I'm not saying it happened. I'm just saying if I read this, I would never question that this person is saying that it happened. Now, whether it happened or not, I don't fucking know.
Well, that would be an assumption, and that's...
But it's interesting, because I see a lot of leaps. I see real leaps being taken on a lot of stories, and this one seems to be taking a leap backwards to say that, well, just because it says that, it was an honor and pleasure, that doesn't mean that he met him. He's just saying thanks for the opportunity to meet him, but how do we know he met him? He just maybe just gave him the opportunity. I mean, that seems to me is a leap backwards.
Well, you let the reader make the leap. You don't write that.
Really? Do you think people are reporting that way these days?
Well, they should.
Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really an honor and a pleasure.
All right, well, guilty. I don't know.
No, I didn't say guilty. I said, it sounds to me like he's saying that he met Joe Biden. I'm not saying he met Joe Biden. I don't think he's saying that, thank you for the opportunity, even though I didn't take it.
The way that Biden has dealt with this has been atrocious, too, because his own words are what's going to come back to
Biden. Frankly, I don't believe Joe Biden when it comes to Hunter Biden. I don't believe him either. I don't know that he did anything terrible, but I just don't believe that he isn't shading the story in his own way, because he says he never discussed his overseas business with him, and I don't fucking believe that.
I don't believe that either.
And frankly, I don't believe that someone like Burisma would know to get in touch with Hunter Biden without Joe Biden. And why is...
Wait, say that again?
I'm not sure that Burisma would really connect with Hunter Biden without Joe Biden.
Oh, so you think Joe placed him on the board?
I don't know. I don't think he placed him on the board.
Didn't he just get kicked out of the military?
He might have known somebody. Well, he was in rehab multiple times in those years, too.
Wouldn't that make that connection like that much more interesting, because they would see someone who was vulnerable, and that's what...
I think they would see that last name and go, this is our way to him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you feel like he was placed there by Biden, that's a big problem.
No, I don't think he was placed there by Biden, but there's a million ways you can say, hey, I got a friend at Burisma, why don't you give him a call? And people do that all the time. How would you ever know? Nobody would ever know. And we'll never know. But I don't know. Right,
nobody can prove that that didn't happen either. So.
I don't even think that's a big deal, because nepotism is everywhere.
But everyone will say, if you watch TV, I guarantee if you turn on MSNBC or CNN, they will say debunked, 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 debunked. And well, I don't know what debunked means.
There was a Senate investigation on it, too.
And there are people in the administration saying red flag, red flag, red flag. Somebody needs to do something about this. But no one would tell Joe Biden, because they didn't want to tell him because he was overwhelmed about Beau's death.
There was a Senate investigation, and didn't they go on the record saying that there was no...
Look, it's shitty. Proof. It's ridiculous what he did. We see this a lot with politicians and their relatives, just like Frank Biden.
Well, yeah, Joe Biden's brothers, according to this Moscow story, Joe Biden's brother got a consultancy fee of $1.3 million out of that Moscow deal.
Again, what the fuck is that? Once again, came from the Senate. I get all of my information from TV, and I watch the Americans, and that's how they get in touch with people. And compromise them is they find people who are associated with whoever their target is, and Russians.
There's no doubt he never should have had any of these jobs.
I find this story to be so. I mean, I didn't really even know this story for the longest time. Now I'm picking up bits and pieces of
it.
Years later, and it seems that it's being said that. This story, for example, today. It's really not everywhere. It's like it's just kind of a story. The Moscow story, the $3.5 million, I never heard that. And I watch a lot of news, and I read a lot of news. Never heard that until, 2 weeks ago? It was in Newsweek?
Well, yeah, because it came out in the that Senate investigation.
Right.
That's where it came from.
But if you want to talk about Don Trump Jr. meeting with the adoption agent or the Dobson thing to get dirt on Hillary Clinton, now that you will hear, that is dissected endlessly. And to me, this story is certainly at least as interesting as that story.
Well, I mean, that one, I just counterpoint, I mean, that one also had Paul Manafort in it, who was running the election campaign at the time. I mean, it wasn't just Donald Trump Jr. It was the
here's what I thought. If you told me before that anytime someone in a campaign gets dirt on someone from a foreign country, that's so beyond the I was like, wow, I didn't even know that was that big a deal. But this Hunter Biden would seem to me to be a very big deal. I would think investigative reporters would be digging. But Rudy Giuliani.
But see, that's what drives me nuts. You assume that nobody has ever dug in on this, and maybe there's nothing there, and it's similar to, you know,
the Manoogian
party where everyone is insistent that it happened.
The Manoogian Mansion, though, but this guy got $80,000 a month from Burisma.
Sure.
Undeservedly,
make no bones about it. It's shitty, but it's awful.
The Manoogian Mansion is not, that's not a real thing, though. That's not, you're saying that.
No, but the leap is that Biden pushed his prosecutor out because he was going to investigate Burisma.
Well, I'm not even talking about the prosecutor.
But that's the jump. That's the illegal thing that Biden did.
Yeah, no, frankly, I don't think
Hunter Biden's a loser.
I don't think he'll ever prove there's anything illegal. I really don't think they will. I think it's unprovable. I think some really scummy shit happened here. But it seems to me that people want to dismiss it like it's just, it's just politics and, he's his son and they want influence. And so they're giving him millions of dollars.
You just dismissed it. You said there was nothing criminal there.
Oh, I don't think they'll prove anything criminal. Okay. I'm not saying there isn't. I don't know, frankly. But when his son, who is in rehab after rehab after rehab, knocking up strippers, smoking crack, wrecking rental cars. I mean, look at what a mess this guy is.
Total mess.
And the wife of the mayor of Moscow sends him a check for $3.5 million and then sends him hundreds of thousands in loans. And then there's consulting fees. And then money goes to Joe Biden's brother, $1.3 million in consulting. That's like, what the fuck is going on there? I mean, I really would think that it would not take Rudy Giuliani to get this story. I would think that someone would have gotten this before Rudy Giuliani. I think that obviously the Trump people have driven this story, the story today. Now, the New York Post, it's interesting, too. Rudy Giuliani could have taken this story to anybody, and he took it to the New York Post. I mean, isn't that kind of interesting? Of all the choices he had, he took it to the New York Post.
I'm not. Are you surprised? I'm not surprised by that.
I would think if you wanted someone to vet a story. Yeah. No, he wanted to get it printed. Exactly.
Yeah. So why wouldn't he?
The Washington Post is already criticizing it, saying that it's bullshit. And the New York Post is just printing the story and they're throwing out all this stuff, including some pretty compromising stuff. Although I don't think it's terrible. They just say there's a 12-minute video and no one is denying it. No one's denying that this. And God knows what 40,000 emails. Sure. Have on them, and maybe Rudy Giuliani has read them all. But
that's the other thing. Is that the worst email there? The smoking gun email, because that's what the headline says.
Well, that's what Joe Biden said he did not do.
No, clearly.
I mean, that would be the most interesting to someone who wants to prove something. There's no way Joe Biden's going to be in trouble for anything legally. No one is going to indict him, charge him, or anything in the next 4 weeks.
But when you say smoking gun email, isn't that the implication there, that there's something?
Oh, I'm sure they would like it to be a smoking gun email. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know what it is. It sounds to me like Joe Biden met somebody, but I mean, I don't know what that means. It just, to me, it means that Joe Biden is not being terribly honest about this, which I've always felt. I don't think he was ever honest about this. And I don't believe that he never discusses any of this with his son.
No one believes that.
He flew on Air Force Two to China and reportedly met this guy in China that Hunter does business with. And I don't know what the fuck that means. And I don't even, to be honest, I'm not even sure what Hunter Biden took out of China. Now, the Newsweek story from probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, which really wasn't a big story, talked about Moscow and the $3.5 million check, the consulting, the loans, etc. They also said they talked about international deals with China, Russia, Ukraine, and they really made it sound like, boy, this guy's just collecting a ton of money from foreign countries while his father is the vice president, and he's hopping from rehab to rehab to rehab. Now, it just, it's something really stinks there. I don't know what it is, but I think the idea is that Rudy Giuliani is just trying to get it all out there, because let's face it, look at Trump. I mean, if you think it's bad, because I know when this first came out today, immediately I started reading about it. Oh, yeah, right. He left his laptop at this guy. Why is this guy leaving his laptop to Rudy Giuliani? And, you know, all the usual stuff. And I would expect people to say that. But Trump was recorded by his own attorney.
I certainly don't want to take my computer to that guy if he's going to be
mad. Nah, fuck no.
No kidding.
Don't either.
Copies of stuff.
Trump was recorded by his own attorney, the president of the United States, and he couldn't stop the audio from getting out within days. Trump's sister was recorded by his own niece. And, you know, we listened to audio after audio of how he cheated on the SATs and, you know, on and on and on. And by the way, did Twitter, did they vet the, how heavily did they vet
tape?
All of these tapes? No, not those tapes, but how heavily did they vet, I mean, I could name a million stories. I was just thinking about, you know, veterans are losers, or, you know, Kavanaugh gangbangs women in high school or whatever. Did they really vet that story? Did they really go in and, I mean, this is just...
Not on this scale, because even the president's press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, her Twitter account was, she's been locked out for sharing
because she tweeted this
story.
I think that
by the way, Twitter, I got a number for the computer guy.
Twitter and Facebook banning this story because they haven't vetted it, and they're implying that it's bullshit or something.
Well, I really, you know, it implies that they're almost a news agency, and maybe they are responsible for what's on their platform.
Well, they've never felt that way before.
I know.
So I think they're just drawing that will draw more attention to this than anything.
And it's become the story. Go ahead, Drew.
Is it literally Twitter who's reporting on it, or are there people with Twitter accounts like Daniel Goldman who are taking it up and disputing some of these facts?
Twitter is not allowing the New York Post to print this to tweet out the story
or share it.
They're not allowing other people to share the story because they're saying it's not vetted. We're not so sure about this story. But look at all the fucking bullshit that has floated out on Twitter.
So it makes me laugh for two reasons. That, because, you know, there's plenty of stuff they could vet that they just don't want to and make no bull.
Or they just don't care.
Of course they don't care. But
no.
I love this whole thing that it's like, what did DTJ say about it? That this is.
I didn't even hear what TDJ said.
Oh, they used
about this story?
Yeah, that this is.
They'll make hay over the story, and they'll make hay over Twitter and Facebook.
That's what I mean. It just makes me laugh. It's like Twitter and Facebook can do whatever the fuck they want. They're publicly.
Sure, they can. But it makes it appear that someone else in the media.
Of course
is against Trump.
Of course they are. Why is that such a surprise to
them? And I think if the tables were reversed, the same thing would be said. In fact, yesterday, I know you guys
wouldn't be reversed on that, though.
You guys didn't see it, but Nancy Pelosi got into it with Wolf Blitzer, and she was telling him that he's Republican talking points, and it's like, what?
I mean, that's an insult to how little Wolf Blitzer knows.
She lost her mind, by the way. I mean, she really seems, if anybody has Trump derangement syndrome, it's Nancy Pelosi, or either that she's like Trump.
Have you seen all those videos of her where she's all drunk?
How's her hair, though? That's the big question.
Yeah, I mean, she says this salon, they set her up? What?
But wait a minute.
By the way, did that make it onto Twitter that the salon set her up? I bet you that's on Twitter. I bet you it's all over Twitter.
It didn't get pulled, that's for sure.
Why not? Why didn't they vet it? I mean, this woman went out of business.
Hasn't Trump actually done the same thing, though, when he sees things that aren't necessarily in lockstep with him on Fox?
Oh, he tweets total bullshit.
Against Fox, absolutely, so that's his, like, home base.
Yeah, but it makes news when he does.
Look at the computer, by the way. This is the computer guy that...
Well, call him up. Do we have the name of the business?
No.
Is he listed?
Yeah, but there's multiple numbers, so hold on.
What about the company?
No Peaky Computer Service.
I'm wondering when, let's just say that what he's saying is true, and most of what he seems to be saying is true.
Oh, sure.
It's Hunter Biden. The emails seem to be from Hunter Biden. There are two people in Ukraine and China and Russia and all over the place. What number is this?
Sorry. It is.
Who, the business?
Well, no, the one Brandon has up there.
What's his name? John?
John, yeah.
John. I think I found the business. Hold on.
John Macasac.
I mean, how many computer places are there in that city?
Macasac.
John Macasac.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 30.
I wonder
six,
what.
9. Not available.
69.
Do you want to leave a message?
No. I don't think they're going to ever answer the phone again. But by the way, what does anyone know? Because I have no idea. If you are a computer fix-it place and someone brings you a quote-unquote flooded computer, which is it took on water, isn't that what the story said?
Yeah.
Which sounds like Hunter.
Doesn't he know about rice?
He spilled a beer, he spilled a drink, he spilled a bong, whatever. Yeah. I mean, the story all fits.
Got mad at a story and threw it into a pool.
Doesn't Hunter Biden know about, he clearly doesn't know to put it in a bag of rice, but go ahead.
Well, so Hunter Biden being the fuck up that he is, he doesn't pick it up for 5 months. They try to contact him. They can't reach him. So at what point, what is the responsibility of the computer place? Not that it matters because this fucking thing is done. The train has left the station. But I'm just wondering, what is there a law about that? Is there anything?
Oh, I'm sure there has to be a law.
But
about
if someone forfeits,
great
their,
question. I don't
if
know.
Someone forfeits their computer, because that was, of course, immediately people were just outraged about that.
That's kind of your private intellectual. It's not your intellectual property, but that's your.
But if you hand it
but
over,
but he private. Didn't. You know, it's like these storage spaces that they sell. I'm like wait, they can't do that, and they do, and it's legal.
It's not when you leave like clothes at the dry cleaner, then they like sell them off.
I mean, Righteous Rick legally had Aaron Carter's phone, allegedly.
Well, no, but I mean, if you give the guy a computer and your password to fix it, I mean, isn't it kind of...
I don't know. No, I have no idea. I mean, it seems pretty rotten to me. It's pretty amazing, too, that he makes a copy for the FBI and he makes a copy for Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani has a lot of Russian connections, though. Is that...
I got to tell you, I'm really wondering what else is coming, because it sounds to me like Rudy Giuliani has had this... He's been sitting on this.
Are they open, Brandon?
They might have closed.
Is this the October surprise then? Is that what this is? Shit.
Could be.
Is it going to change anyone's mind?
I don't know.
I mean, if there was a smoking gun.
I don't think anybody would change their mind at this
point.
There's
an email where Biden says, yeah, I'll get rid of that prosecutor. Or I'm on there. Something about there was a better connection than that. Then yeah.
There isn't.
Oh, no. I think they could have that email and it wouldn't matter. How quickly can they? I mean, they can't. Oh my God, get a Supreme Court justice who we know we're going to vote for or against already. Get that in 40 days. I mean, that seems like an act of God to get that done.
Well, no, I just mean a more definitive smoking gun of illegal activity. Because frankly, doesn't everyone know what a loser Hunter Biden is?
Oh yeah, they know what a loser he is. But, when a loser falls into $10 million, it's... You know, it's a little more than just being a loser.
A loser falls into
foreign nationals.
A loser who is a vice president's son falls into this because he is vulnerable to being manipulated by.
I guess the point would be, I'd rather know if Joe Biden, who's running for public office, did something bad. In other words, it's hard to believe Donald Trump Jr. But I certainly, whatever he does, has no effect on.
I have a very hard time believing Joe Biden knows as little as he says. He doesn't discuss any of this with Hunter Biden, and I don't believe that.
Of course, that's ridiculous. And I'm
interested in his brothers too, because there's more shit there. But honestly, I don't think anybody's going to change their vote. At this point, I think people are so locked in on hating one. I think people either hate Biden and they're voting for Trump, or they hate Trump and they're voting for Biden. Mm. And then there are some who are just incredible Trump lovers. What's that, 30%, 25%?
Well, I think it's more.
Hey, what about Joe Jorgensen?
And Ken Bone, yeah.
I know a fair share of people who wish they weren't voting for Trump, but because they don't like what's going on the left, they will vote for Trump.
You see, I'm the opposite. I know people who voted for Trump the first time that will not
vote
for him the second time.
I know those people too.
But I do not know a single person who did not vote for Trump the first time that will vote for him this time. I don't know anybody who decided in the last 4 years that they like him now.
Maybe
there's people that would have voted for him that didn't vote, and they'll go out and vote, and vice versa.
It's possible.
Did you see the story the Free Press did, the new poll?
No.
But they really broke it down on demographics. Let's see, where is it at? Biden among white voters. What do you think his lead is?
Biden among white voters in Michigan?
Yeah.
Biden! Well, his overall, is it 52-46?
I think that's what it was, yeah.
With white voters?
No, overall in this one, 48-39.
Okay, so he's opened up a 9-point lead.
That's just this poll.
With white voters, I'll say Biden in Michigan. I'll say Trump by 2.
No, Biden's actually ahead.
He is.
46-43. Trump beat Hillary 57-36.
With white people?
That is quite a shift. So men, how about men?
Let's see, 46-43.
So Trump
I'll say Trump's up 3 points with men, white men.
He's up 2 with men in general.
And oh, boy.
Last time he won by 12.
Okay. Yeah, like, you know, I said this 2 weeks ago. I have no idea what the path to victory is for Trump. And I understand the battleground states. I understand the game. I just don't know how you can be behind by this much in this many places and make all that up in that short of time when people aren't changing their mind.
Oh, I would guess maybe because the black vote.
Trump's going to get the black vote?
He's either going to get it or they're not going to go out and vote.
I think people.
2016.
I can't imagine.
He's not going to get it.
I can't imagine people being more motivated to vote against a candidate than people are motivated to vote against Trump.
Or just not vote. You're forgetting about people that just won't bother voting.
I think people are pretty motivated to vote. I mean, look at all the annoying people telling us to vote.
15% of black voters are still undecided.
What?
Mm-hmm. I think that means they're undecided on whether they want to bother.
Well, that's what I mean.
Do you think anybody is afraid now? I mean, how many people do you think are like, oh, what if I go to the polling place and there's like
afraid to vote?
Proud Boys?
I don't think so.
In Michigan,
Hillary's and shit or something.
Well, that's what Biden was saying the other day, and they said that was not true. He said there were Trump people intimidating voters. He said the only way I could lose is chicanery, and I guess he was referring
to. How could it not be true if it's possible that it's happening in the future? I mean, that's.
Oh, no, I'm just saying that's what he said the other day. It was the only way I can lose is by chicanery. And apparently his staff, somebody in his staff pointed to a polling. They had an early voting in person in, was it Colorado? Somewhere. And they said that Trump people were intimidating people and that. They said it was absolutely not true. There was no one. They said they were carrying guns, I think, but they weren't.
You know who's not going to vote?
Who?
Well, who actually is going to vote, but if Trump wins, he's leaving the United States.
Oh, no.
No, good, go. I don't even know who it is. Just leave.
Tommy Lee is Alec Baldwin-ing now.
Tommy Lee? Oh, Tommy, come on. Don't be silly.
He says, he's going to go back to his motherland, which I guess is Greece.
Yeah.
He's going to go to Mykonos. And that's the end of it.
Why? Because his life is... Does he want to go to Greece or he just can't bear to be in the U.S. if Trump's president?
It's not going to happen because Motley Crue is going to go on tour next year. He can't do that.
Well, he could be a resident of Greece and still tour the United States, probably.
Oh, by the way, I saw Vince... So I saw something that was like Vince Neil and Jim together in the same headline. I'm like, oh, my God, Vince is still working out and they're not having the tour. And then I looked and it was his girlfriend, Rain, posting a picture of herself at the gym. So it's like,
Vince. The last time I saw Vince, he had not lost weight.
Oh Jesus!
Not at all.
Yeah. Real quick, I don't mean to. I know that. I wanted to put one more thing in because you guys were talking about you mentioned the black vote with Trump and everything like that. But do you know which Republican? I'll go back all the way since 1960. Which Republican presidential candidate has received the highest black vote and how much it was? What a percentage wise?
Jimmy Carter. No, that's
which Barack Obama.
Wait, we're talking
incorrect. Barack Obama is a Democrat.
Oh, I'm sorry. The highest black vote.
Nixon. Trump. Nixon.
I'll give you a hint. It's 15%. The highest black. So 15%.
And the Democrats
have
done such a great job for black people. That's the great thing for that
85%.
They've done such
a
wonderful job.
15% is the
highest. There's no
problem
with black people because the Dems have done such a great job.
Ever gotten in the modern times.
Wow.
And that was Gerald Ford.
Oh, Jerry. Oh, yeah, because he played football.
I would not have guessed that.
Trump's got 8%. Trump got 8% of the black vote. 2012.
No, it just seems like more of a guy that.
I don't know why I was going to guess George Bush, just because it seemed like a weird answer.
Romney got 6%. George Bush got 4% the second term. He got 11% the first election.
Yeah. He got a lot of Hispanic votes.
Well, so for Michigan.
He spoke Spanish.
For Michigan, that's right. Hillary here got was 92 to 6 for blacks.
Yeah.
And Biden right now, what do you think his support percentage is on the black?
95?
72.
72? In Michigan?
In this poll, yeah. Huh.
That's bizarre. Mm-hmm. I don't think I believe that.
I didn't do the poll.
Why would Trump go up with black people in Michigan? I mean, nationally, he can't be anywhere near 28%.
I don't know. Now, let me look. I mean, there's been a big push. By the way, have you seen the new thing that will probably help him? The Platinum Plan, the contract with Black America? And guess, you're going to laugh
What's
at this.
What's the Platinum Plan? Why do I not know this?
So Ice Cube.
Oh, I saw that. Twitter. Yeah.
You were mad that nobody was mad at Ice Cube over his anti-Semitism, right?
Well, no, I just don't like that people who are even mildly, you know, even maybe not even anti-Semitic, but people take something in that way and they want to punish the hell out of them. Then somebody comes out and says, yeah, I fucking mean it. And nobody gives a shit. Yeah, that's so, all. I don't want, I mean.
So now, but now Twitter's mad at Ice Cube because he put out this contract with Black America, which I remember this coming out a while ago where he gave it to the Democrats and to the Trump, to the Republicans.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are like, we'll look at this after the election. And Trump actually got back to him. So Katrina Pearson, you know who Katrina Pearson is?
No.
Okay, well. She put
Who's
out
Katrina Pearson.
She was one of the spokespeople for Trump back in the day. And now she's just kind of affiliated with it. You see her on Fox
Name
News
sounds
all the
familiar.
Time. Yeah, very attractive.
Who's that broad?
But she put out, "Thank you, Ice Cube, for meeting with us," and blah blah blah. And the internet just got so mad at him for it. So they didn't care about the anti-Semitic tweets.
Wait,
but boy, the second it's out there that
the internet's mad because he met with Trump's people.
Yeah,
but the Biden people didn't tell him to fuck off.
Well, did they tell him to fuck off? They said after the election, how can he do anything now? He's not the president.
If you don't promise to do something though after the election, you don't owe anyone anything.
I think it's about having. Here's what Katrina wrote. She wrote, "Shout out to Ice Cube for his willingness to step up and work with real Donald Trump administration to help develop the hashtag Platinum Plan. Leader's going to lead, haters going to hate. Thank you for leading." And so then the internet blew up, and he had to respond by saying, every side is the
dark. You tell him to fuck off?
No, he said, "Every side is the dark side for us here in America. They're all the same until something changes for us. They all lie, and they all cheat, but we can't afford not to negotiate with whoever is in power, and our condition in this country will never change. Our justice is bipartisan."
And then he said,
"It's because of the Jews."
I mean, I don't have any problem with what he's doing. I don't know why people are so upset at that. However, he is the one that said, "I never had dinner with the president," which was a rag on, for all you hip hop lovers out there, it was a rag on Eazy-E because Eazy-E had dinner with George Bush. So Ice Cube ripped him apart.
Eazy-E really had dinner. He sat down and had dinner with Bush.
It's in No Vaseline, Death Certificate. One of the best hip-hop albums of all time. Probably number 3 on my list.
Wait, I got to write that down. Along with Das.
No Vaseline.
Das
it's where
effect.
He rips all of NWA.
Okay.
Never had dinner with the president. Next time I see your ass again, I'll be hesitant. And I think that's the one.
Okay.
It's a great song. It uses the beat. Is it Daz? Brick by Daz? No?
I don't know.
Okay. You're so spaced out. He doesn't care.
No, I'm trying to find out I'm trying to find out a national number for something, and I just can't find it, and I can't believe it. Biden's percentage of African American votes. Percentage. He said it's 28% for Trump. Biden's percentage.
Let me reread.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not. Since 1960, it's never gone.
No,
above
I know
15%.
It's not. That's why I don't understand that poll.
Let me reread it. Maybe I read it wrong.
No, I mean, I believe they said that, but
I
just don't believe
it. If it's a poll, it's a poll. But the results will not be over 15%. There is no way. Not since 1960.
There seems to be some ambivalence among black voters towards Biden, with 15% compared with 18% last month saying they were undecided. That seems like a high number in support among blacks. That seems like a high number in support among blacks has moved more to third-party candidates, 3% last month, 7% this month, and to Trump's 3% last month, 6% to this month. And what could be a troubling trend for Biden? Still, Biden has 72% support among blacks. So what's 72 plus 6? That's 78 plus 7. 85, and then the 15 that are undecided. So there's their numbers.
Is somebody voting? Are they voting for Kanye instead? Because did you see as a political ad that's coming out?
Thanks for the podcast.
Stinks. But you would assume, okay, so you want to make that leap and say the 15% undecided go for Biden. Now he's at 87%.
Well,
I did see that Kanye thought that he was ahead of Joe Biden in the polls.
What? Did somebody tell him that?
He accidentally had one poll up, like, and he did a video for it and everything. It was really embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. I want to see that video. Hey, by the way, I'm really excited about something that isn't about Biden or Hunter or anybody. But Dexter is coming back onto TV.
Why?
Yeah.
No. Boo.
Boo, why?
Isn't Dexter on, isn't that on Prime Video or Netflix already?
Oh, no, sure.
New Dexter. New Dexter.
Yeah. What?
They're bringing.
They didn't wrap that up in some way because I was done with Dexter by the end.
I was done with Dexter before the end, but when I ran out of things to binge on, I finally watched the end of it, and they left it sort of like he's off.
That was the dumbest ending.
He's in Oregon, setting buildings on fire.
Remember? Yeah, but he got there because he drove the boat into a fucking hurricane.
Yeah.
Dumbest. I'm sorry.
What?
Remember the ending of Dexter was so disappointing.
No, I don't remember. What did he do?
Drove the boat into a hurricane. Everyone's like, oh, he probably died. And then they came
back.
Yeah,
they found his boat. It was all broken and
shit. Now he's a logger in Oregon.
Why did he drive the boat into a hurricane?
Because, what was it?
Suicidal?
He was trying to escape everything, like his whole life. And he was being stalked by another killer.
Yeah,
I don't know. All kinds of shit.
So stupid.
But he's returning to Showtime for a 10-episode limited series. And Michael C. Hall is going to be a part of it, so...
Mm.
I'm excited about that. You liked Dexter.
Is his stupid sister going to be on this?
No,
I hated
she's
her.
Dead. She was killed.
Oh, she's dead? Good.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
I mean, in real life or the actress?
No, in real life.
Well, in real life, she's dead.
Bang one
spoiler
of the Avett
alert.
Brothers. Yeah.
No, they used to bang each other, which was sick.
Oh, yeah, but
that
now
was
she's
gross.
Now she's with one of the, is it Avett or Avett Brothers?
Oh,
are you kidding?
No.
Why do all these successful people want to bang her? She's gross.
You know that
really?
Means.
She's annoying.
She is?
You know what that means.
She's just, I thought she was, I just didn't think she was very attractive,
yeah, but
I mean, I didn't like her either.
I mean, she does things.
But the Abbott brothers, they could.
Butt stuff.
They could have anything.
Wait, that's an allegation. She just butt
yeah.
stuff? Who are the Abbott brothers?
An allegation.
It's a leap. I'm making
not a crime?
Leaps.
Oh, okay.
That's not so. A crime. The GMA today, one more celebrity story they had was Kristen Bell talking about Dax's relapse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's Helen.
Everyone just loves this story. And when it happened, we were talking about it on the show, and I said, I can't believe he wants to talk about this because he didn't go to rehab. It was a brief thing, and he kind of spun out of it. And he's okay, and he quit again, and he's on the right track. And I just thought, why would you want to go through all the media churning of that stupid, I mean,
isn't,
just because it's a drag.
Isn't
but,
that part of sobriety? Not that I know anything about that.
And
isn't
it's
that
great
part,
for a podcast.
Admitting it publicly?
To let every, you know, to have
well,
no secrets.
Maybe, wait, but what does somebody do? Let's say my next door neighbor is an alcoholic. Does he have to go on social media and say, I'm an alcoholic and I had a relapse? No. I mean, telling your, well, I don't know what the rules of AA are or whatever, you know, thing he broke, but he doesn't have to go on Good Morning America and
he doesn't, but
his wife doesn't have to go on Ellen for an hour and talk about it.
Well, it's a power couple. They have more pull to go there. But if you were just Joe Blow who lives across the street, by the way, I don't like that insinuation that you think Daryl's an alcoholic. Or is it
Dennis?
Dennis
Daryl.
No,
his name,
that would be Mike I accused of being an alcoholic next door. Dennis
hi,
is Dennis
I'm
is just
an
fine.
I'm,
most
Mike's not an alcoholic either.
A
to
lot
my knowledge.
Of people who I met who are will say it right out. Like that's one of the first things they'll say to you. You know, like let's go out for drinks, and you're like, I don't drink. Why? I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, nice asking. Why, Trudy? Just assume they're drunk.
I know. That just gets me in trouble all the time. Remember Martha Reeve?
I know.
Do you love my music?
Well, you know, it is hard when people say they don't drink.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, what's wrong with you? Or, oh, so you drink so much you can't drink, you mean? You mean you can't drink or you don't drink? I just prefer to assume that they're not going to drink. That's all. I don't need to know anymore.
This is super awkward, but since you talked about Eric Zane, we on the show.
Hi, I'm Dylan. I'm an alcoholic.
I don't drink, and I was like, why, were you a lush? And I was just kidding.
Well, you can apologize to him. He sent me an email today.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
Can you read it?
Yeah, I guess.
Some people are saying he sends emails to shows, so they'll talk about him.
That's possibly smart if he does. Eric's a hustler, man. He is. He's driving. He's churning.
I didn't mean to be insensitive.
Hey!
What? It's the influence of you guys.
Eric just said, thanks for mentioning me on the show. It's much appreciated. Hope you guys are doing well. He's depressed for the Braves-Dodger game. Dodger pitcher Walker Buehler wore way too tight pants. He was all bummed out about the loss. Walker Buehler's pants were trending on Twitter. Dude stormed off in a huff. I didn't see that.
Oh, you
want to
see his tight pants?
Him storm off in a huff?
Yeah.
Eric sent me the link, but...
really tight pants.
And I meant to make a note of that. I was too busy responding to Eric.
And I also have something queued up because Erica Erickson tweeted out something. So there's what appears to be a pretty funny story on Fox 2.
Wait a minute. Did Erica Erickson send out a promo that says that Mayor Mike Duggan is going to get
additional security? Wait, he's going to get what?
Never mind. There was absolutely no remembrance of the Anchorage mayor story. Continue. We did a story about an hour ago about
Yes.
Never mind.
What the hell just happened?
Not a single person understood it.
I got it, but I'm just leaving you out there to hang because I'm a terrible person.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to storm off in a huff right before you're going to play a video of somebody storming off in a huff.
He was referring back to the Anchorage mayor and the promo that the news anchor did.
Yeah, that was pretty huffy.
Oh, yeah. I was
Brandon's very mad now.
Well, you can still play the video.
Wait, this is the too tight pants? Look, that?
Yeah. Do you like
it? They always wear pants that tight?
Do you like what you see?
Hey, Walker. Walker Buehler's pants were trending on Twitter tonight.
Probably not the time or place, Michael.
Oh, you okay?
Thank you, Walker.
A baby.
Buehler.
A fucking baby. Oh!
We lost the game. I can't talk about anything else.
What an asshole. I mean, Chris Christie, when they asked him about his tight pants, he talked about it for like an hour. Oh, man, Brandon's leaving me out to hang on. Turnabout's fair play.
He did? Oh, yeah, that's right. He wore.
But then Eric also mentioned then Braves pitcher Mark Melancon had to hear the oddest question about... Oh, my phone just died.
Mark Melancon?
Yeah. Sorry, Eric.
I was going to say, I hope Walker Buehler's okay with his millions of dollars, but apparently he doesn't even make $1 million.
What a baby. I can't believe what a fucking baby. Jesus Christ, get over yourself.
He's good, man.
So do you want to see the Fox 2 story? Though.
What's the story about? What story?
I'll just let it speak for
itself. It was the red-eye flight from Las Vegas. Pretty much everyone...
I mean, you know it's a winner right there. Red-eye flight from Las Vegas.
Sounds fun.
Board was sleeping. One woman...
Well, I know the plane smelled like ass.
It's also going to smell like something else.
Uh-oh. I've never been more ready to come back home into the air.
Detroiter Alicia Beverly could not wait to get back, ironically, from Sin City.
It was just a girls' trip. I was with my sister.
Did you guys have fun?
Yeah. Have fun.
Monday night, curled up in a back seat next to her sister on board a Delta flight, Alicia was asleep until...
It started to get warm on this side of me.
In that sleepy haze, right at eye level, something unexpected.
I jump up. And I seen his private area out, so I screamed, and that woke everybody on the plane up. By the time I actually looked at him and I see him shaking himself off, I'm like, this man just peed on me.
Her scream getting the attention of an off-duty officer on board.
In the midst of me doing all that, I looked, it was like a puddle of pee in the seat. Ooh.
Alicia says the officer rushed over, restrained the man, who turned out to be a well-known pastor from North Carolina.
What?
Sources tell us the pastor had an apparent bad reaction to a sleep aid.
He didn't say anything the whole time he was standing there.
Pause for a second.
Just like you were a bathroom.
One of my one of my college baseball buddies used to get bombed.
Oh yeah,
I mean bombed, and he would wake up and he would pee anywhere. I mean, he would pee on her in a second because you'd pee on anything, anywhere. He'd pee in a plant. He'd pee in the sink. He peed in the oven. I mean, this guy was so flipped out when he was bombed. He would just pee anywhere.
I've heard of that. I think he's cool.
He
said to me, Miles Davis.
I have a buddy, and you know him. You've met him. And he was notorious for the same thing, so much so that the other buddy had to move out of the house that he was living with him because he would pee in his own closet.
Oh, people were scared to death of there.
He once, so his he lived in East Hall at Michigan, which is a co-ed dorm, so you would have girls' rooms and guys' rooms mixed on the same floor. So they were friends with the girls that lived across the hall. He one day went out of their room, just went in their room and peed on their microwave and mini fridge. And he's like, I don't know. There was a mirror there. I thought I was in the bathroom because there was mirrors over the urinals. And they woke up to him urinating into their microwave. We went to an Ohio State Michigan game. And this is a long story, but his pants broke, button broke. I said, I have an extra pair of jeans. So he wore them. We went out that night.
Packing on pounds?
Huh?
Was he packing on pounds?
Maybe.
Were his pants under stress?
He's a little bigger than me, so my pants were under stress when he was wearing them. And I remember waking
up. My pants are all under stress since I gained the 12 pounds during COVID.
I remember sleeping there.
Pants have never been under stress like this before.
And we were a little hammered, and I woke up in the middle of the night. And I look, and he's just standing between the beds. I'm like, what are you doing? What's going on? He's like, I got to pee. I'm like, okay, well, bathroom's that way. So the morning comes. We're getting ready to go to the Michigan-Ohio State game. And he's like,
yeah.
Oh, man, this air conditioner must be leaking. It's like, what do you mean? He goes, the pants I wore last night. I said, what? He goes, it's wet right here. He just got up and just pissed all over the pants.
Nice.
So then he had to wear the broken pants in the game.
Sweet.
Stupid story.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes when I urine, I don't stop it all the way. You know, it comes out on my clothes.
I need to pee all I can pee.
Okay, let's see the rest of the scale.
The man who turned out to be a well-known pastor from North Carolina. Sources tell us the pastor had an apparent bad reaction to a sleep aid.
He didn't say anything
sure.
the time.
He
the
gets
whole
off
time
on urinating on African-American women.
That's
we
a good
know.
Excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
Yeah.
Alicia sat in those wet clothes for hours before landing at Detroit Metro, where the pastor was taken into custody. He hasn't been charged yet. The FBI handles incidents in the air. They'll make a decision on charges. Meanwhile, Alicia is filled with anxiety.
I left work yesterday because I couldn't stay.
What?
But I had to tell him why I needed to leave. Because it was a lot. Like, my anxiety was really bad. I literally, since then, I probably only got maybe...
I'm just going to say this. Wouldn't it be better off if she didn't tell them what happened and just toughed it out? Because now everybody at work and now everybody watching the news knows that she was urinated upon, right? I mean, isn't that going to cause more anxiety than the anxiety that she had to leave work for, I guess?
But I had to tell them why I needed to leave.
Well, she told everybody here.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Like, my anxiety was really bad. I literally, since then, I probably only got maybe like 4 hours of sleep.
She's grateful, though, for the officer who took charge.
I'm literally very thankful that he was on there and something was able to be done right away.
She could see him shaking it off.
She was sleeping, though.
My word against his was somebody on there to actually see.
We spoke with the pastor.
No, there's urine.
They're choosing not to comment right now. As for Delta, they referred us to local police. Reporting in Romulus, Jessica.
Oh, thanks a lot, Delta.
Don't get me started about the piss.
Could that have been Ambien, possibly? Like an Ambien?
Well, I don't think the guy just decided to urinate on a chick, but I don't know if a reaction makes you do that. So, yeah, it could be Ambien.
Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
He could have just been really fucked up. Right? Coming back from Vegas, red eye.
He could get off on urinating on people. Maybe he thought he had a chance because she was asleep and he was just trying to get away with it. I don't know. Just saying.
Does that make sense?
Well, you ain't coming in you come in the name of Satan.
By the
There's
way,
the pastor.
That's him?
Oh.
Stupid bitch.
My friend Raymond can piss 8 feet.
The guy who is charged with murdering the man in Detroit whose car was burned up, the six-year-old and the man's girlfriend, the son of the man that was murdered. Did you see his criminal record?
No.
Oh, my God. I mean, just on and on and on. He goes to prison for 2 to 20, but he only goes for 2, of course. And then he goes to prison for some period. And, of course, he only goes for a year and on and on. I mean, this guy, the criminal records sometimes it's just so fucking annoying because it's the same people over and over and over and over. They go in, they go out, they go in, they go out, and then they do something really crazy like this over money and drugs, and so now three people are dead. And I had the same reaction today when I read about this story. The 17-year-old girl who was working alongside a 36-year-old at, God, I didn't even write down where it was. I think it was a fast food place. And she was raped by a 36-year-old. She's mentally challenged. Well, it turns out that the manager had received complaints from the girl and had shared them with upper management. They took no action. And it turns out the guy who's accused is on the Michigan Sex Offender Registry.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, isn't that nice that they gave him a chance? I know everybody thinks that's just great, but I'm just so tired of these people who just go round and round and round, just more victims, more victims, more victims. And also, Eastern Michigan had...
Oh, my God, that story's awful. Did you read it in the Free Press?
Yeah. The nine women detailing being sexually assaulted at Eastern Michigan.
Not just sexually assaulted. These were straight-out rapes.
It appears that way. 13 charges against 24-year-old Dustin Durbin, and it sounds like some of this took place at his fraternity house, Alpha Sigma Phi. You know, I always get shit when I say this, but aren't people tired about reading about the shit that goes on in fraternity houses?
Yes.
I mean, isn't there something about when you get 30 or 40 guys together who are 20, and you tell them how great they are, and they tell each other how great they are, and that you're special, you made it, and then they all want to nail as many chicks as they can, and they get really drunk, and they're really kind of cocky as a group. There's some horrible effect that takes place. I don't know what it is, but I saw it when I was in college and heard about it all the time. But, you know, people just sort of took it and moved on, I guess. But it seems like there's just so many rotten stories every year, whether it's hazing or this. It never stops. It just goes on and on. And, you know, if those people... I mean, couldn't they just take the alcohol out of fraternities? But would there be fraternities with no alcohol? No, I don't think so.
There are, like, the fraternities that aren't necessarily, like, about drinking, you know?
Yeah, those are the nerd fraternities.
Yeah, but nobody wants to be in those.
Engineering fraternity.
Oh, gross. I'm just kidding. I don't care.
They drank, well, but...
No chicks go to those fraternity parties, and so they're never in danger.
That's true.
You know, it's just... And then, you know, Evan was in a fraternity, so I heard a lot about it. Some of the goings on down there. Mm-hmm. It just never, it always sounds like the same story to me. And it's weird because I remember when I went to college, being in a fraternity, because, you know, back then you either partied or you didn't. You know, there were the stoner, could have druggy people. And then there were these straight ahead boozers, you know, the Brooks brothers wearing boozers, who were the fraternity guys. And I remember so many people at that time were like, fuck fraternities. I don't want to be in a fraternity. That's not cool anymore. And then somewhere along the line, it became cool to be in a fraternity again, didn't it?
Mm, yeah.
I mean, isn't like a pretty normal thing now? I mean, everybody wants to be in a fraternity or they want to be in a sorority.
Yeah, sure.
Because it was really looked down on, I mean, probably unfairly, when I was in college. It was just not cool, man.
That was kind of a holdover after the 60s, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. I do. But it certainly came around full. I mean, it seems like
because of Hollywood glorifying it.
Oh, that could be. Yeah. All those frat movies.
There was a certain demographic that rushed frats when I was in school. Geographical demographic. A lot of the East Coast people at Michigan.
Oh.
When I was there, were the frat people.
Well, you know, when I was reading about a couple of the COVID, you know, colleges that had COVID outbursts, and one was... Oh, well, they had fraternity rush going on. So, of course, you know, they had these huge parties and people were getting bombed and they're all spewing in each other's faces and so on and so forth. There were a lot of emails yesterday about the media being scared to cover the Trump rally. And, you know, Channel 4 refused to go inside the Eric Trump rally. And generally, I think people were...
Did Eric test positive?
I don't know what he... I don't know. Was he around that
I don't think so.
Day?
No. I don't. I mean, that's... Was there anybody there that did test positive that they know of?
I have no idea.
That makes it even sillier.
I just, personally, I can't believe that, because this is how I feel. I will keep myself COVID-free. If I have to be around a group, I will not be close to the group. I will wear a mask, and I don't think it's that hard to stay away from COVID if let's just say another 10 people are in my house right now. I would put on a mask and I would stay away from them. I wouldn't get close to them. You don't have to be close to people. And I think the media is just, they're just trying to make a point, because we know that people go to war and cover war. They cover tsunamis, like my friend Webby. They cover insane things because they take risks to bring stories home to you, and to act suddenly like, this is so dangerous to be at this rally, I think that's bullshit. I think they're just grandstanding, and that's kind of, people were really pissy about it. I mean, not pissy at me. They were just thought it was wimpy. And let's see, who's this? Oh, Brett sent something. I seem to remember Channel 4 and all the other media outlets covering all the protests month after month. Yeah, they're outside, but there was no social distancing, and some people weren't wearing masks. I don't recall any reporter publicly saying they were afraid to cover a protest for fear of COVID. They also were shooting rubber bullets at people and such. I mean, he's going to do everything possible over the next few weeks. Yeah, okay. To help Biden and hurt Trump. I don't know what the media is doing specifically, but I just think they're being real pussies about this for whatever reason. I can't read their minds. I have my thoughts, but it just... For the Bob Wooders of the world, I just can't believe they're not... Edward R. Murrow is rolling in his grave! I mean, I think the bombing of London was a little more dangerous than the Trump rally in Florida.
Well, it's also a little more important to cover. It's easier to grandstand in a, you know, when there's a rally every other night.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it's a presidential rally before an election, a month before an election. My point is that I don't think there's any danger. I think you could go in there and you could stand away from the crowd and you could easily cover the event. Do they force you to be around people without masks? I don't think that's what happens. I mean, people in the crowd, yeah, they might want to all bunch up together and not wear a mask. But if you're covering it for the media, why do you have to get all close to a bunch of people? You don't.
There's a cloud of COVID, and it sort of, you know, wafts your way and envelops you. Then what?
I can't. You know what? Maybe they're doing the right thing.
Once again, were they supposed to fly an Air Force One?
No, the people in Grand Rapids weren't supposed to fly an Air Force One. I don't know, but I personally don't believe if they wanted to cover it, I believe they could cover it, and they could not get COVID. But sure. I think they would rather make a point. And that's fine. They can do that, too. They can do it during the war, too, because wars aren't safe.
Who was it that didn't go? Yeah, but wars are a little more...
I don't know. They just said on the national news that we didn't have a report of this event because of the danger. And then Channel 4 said the same thing about the Eric Trump rally, which, by the way, I wouldn't go to anyway. What? I really don't know why people go to an Eric Trump rally, to be honest. Whatever. So we got all pissed at me.
Why?
Because people are lining up for hours to see, was it Trump? It was DTJ and Kid Rock, and there was a long, long line, and people were waiting for hours, and so I was accused of being not patriotic, but whatever. I'll take it. I wouldn't do it.
You know, sensitive.
Of course, I did not really know that Kid Rock was going to play. I thought he was just going to show up and talk. It was kind of a cool little gig he did. I mean, I just saw one song, but
I think I'd rather pay to go see him.
I think I probably would too. But you know,
get a full set.
Some people are fans of Kid Rock and DTJ, I guess. So whatever. We have some Mike Clark to wrap the show up. No.
Yes, we do.
We do. Wow, that seemed like it was hard to answer.
No, I was muted.
Why?
Because I have a dog barking, so I don't want the dog coming.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, by all means, the dog comes first.
Where's Randy?
I mean, the dog...
The dog, the baby, all of that comes first, always, even during the show.
So you're saying you want me to keep the microphone on if they start screaming? Is that what our...
No, you did the right thing. Because the dog and the baby have priority always, even during the show.
No, that's fine. It's cool.
So let them, they can do what they want to do.
So yeah, I got a couple bits of Mike Clark. Unfortunately, I can't remember which ones they are.
You can hit the outro.
Yeah. For God's sakes.
I said you could mute. I said the baby comes first. I didn't say we have to hear the baby. I just said the baby comes first, always, even during the show.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
That's stupid.
Oh, Maddie. Did Maddie watch The Bachelorette?
No, she was in bed by 8.
Oh,
wow. That's...
She doesn't want to watch that shit. She wants to watch football, baseball.
What does she watch for real?
Dude,
hey, The Bachelorette
Russian
was better than
Masha.
The football game last night.
What? Not if you had Derrick Henry
like,
on your fantasy team.
Wasn't it like 42-16 or something?
Yeah, it was closer than that.
It was like 34-16 with 6 minutes left, I think.
Yeah, after Derrick Henry's second touchdown, put it away.
I don't know. It didn't seem
you're
like
saying
a
that
game.
Like he's on your fantasy football team.
That's what I said. That's why it was worth watching. Or if you had a bet.
Well, anyway, tomorrow we will wrap up the week, and I don't know if we have anything special going on. Any?
Gotta found that semen story company.
What?
From the very beginning of the show.
Oh. Alrighty.
See, it stings.
Oh, I'm so used to being stung, Brandon. It's fine.
Enjoy the Mike Clark addition to the show today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
My birthday weekend.
Yeah, what'd you do
so
for your birthday?
I went to Townsend for dinner.
You bought a new shirt, I see.
Yeah,
somebody got a new shirt.
Trish got me a nice bombardment of new clothes that fit because I can't fit into anything anymore.
You must have laid that thing out for Monday morning work Friday night. You're so excited to show that thing off.
I'll confess, I did have it laid out last night.
No, I was laid out Friday night.
No, it was laid out tonight. I didn't open it until Saturday.
I'd be excited to wear that shirt, too. I would lay it out on Friday night.
I didn't open it until Saturday, you ass.
Well, you laid it out Saturday night, then.
No, that's okay. No, I didn't, but I did lay it out last night.
The hard
night.
Thing is to lay out pants Saturday night because you don't know what you're going to wear Sunday. But you definitely spent the time necessary to come up with Monday's outfit. Full day early.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of beautiful new shirts. And, Had a nice meal.
Nobody wear your
from you to you from Mr. Meathead.
Oh boy. To me.
Wear that outfit again.
Birthday to me. Happy birthday to Mike. Happy birthday to you.
Wear that outfit again.
Are you trying to make me look gay?
Listen, this is a cool shirt. Look at this.
That is sharp.
Look at this. Look at that this graduate. Look at these three different blues in one as it fades from one to the next.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
No.
Did you feel that fabric? It does not feel American at all.
It's got that famous toilet store label.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
And I feel so good today because I'm wearing something new. It's like giving me a different attitude going into today, even though the weather was horrible and everything. It's tough to wake up, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. It's like going to school with new clothes on the first day, you know.
Yeah, it gives that extra bounce in your step, you know, because you're wearing something new.
Yeah, and all the chicks are going to be checking you out. Your new look.
Yeah.
You got a whole new mix.
I know.
To start the weekend.
Great. It sort of hides my stomach the way the colors change.
Hey, if I saw myself in clothes like those, I'd have to kick my own ass.
No, be quiet. I look damn good today. I must say. Andrew.
Yeah, you look sharp.
I really do look
sharp.
It's good,
a sharp shirt. It is a cool shirt.
Is it?
I would have set it out Saturday night, too. No question.
I didn't set it out Saturday
those
night.
Those pants and those shoes say you pound butt.
Although Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith insisting there will be no deal for Dingell, she's up against life in prison for second-degree murder. Her alcohol level, according to expert testimony, twice the legal limits when her van hit a curb, sailed through the air 31 feet, and piled into the teenager's car as they sat at a light waiting to go into the Macomb Mall. The trial begins at 9 o'clock.
Full disclosure, I've just arrived. I'm not trying to just see an end.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
That's so much appreciated.
I'm announcing my arrival upon the...
It was kind of fun when you just seen it in, but it's also... I think equally, we're appreciative of the fact that you are announcing your presence.
I'm announcing
full disclosure
that there was no Justina maneuvers.
Only Roberta Justina would do such a thing.
That's exactly right. All right.
You need to come in, though, with a story about some sort of traffic incident, though, don't you, really? Because it's raining, it's really coming down. It could have been a really ideal opportunity to Justina, because she claimed that her reason for being late was some sort of weather-related incident, correct?
He's already,
you have weather on your side here.
He's already given full disclosure.
Yeah, I gave
him an incident at home.
Yeah, that was a terrible incident.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Not much support.
No support whatsoever. I blame my wife for everything. Who's wide awake and I hope not listening.
She's not. She's so asleep. You wouldn't say that.
State wasn't able to crank up the tax on cigarettes or booze. So yesterday, the Michigan House found another habit tax. They want to double the taxes on our three casinos in downtown Detroit, in part to pay back some of the state's debt and help schools. And opponents of doubling the taxes think it's a way to put a sock in the casinos who are bitching about giving horse track slot machines to turn them into racinos.
So cigarettes are free?
No.
Escaped or what?
No,
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
You just said that to provoke that.
So now...
Yeah, you actually answered. Cigarettes are free?
To trip Sam Kinison?
Yeah.
Is this going to be...
Was it obvious?
There was a little poof cloud of nerve gas.
A 155-millimeter artillery round containing sarin nerve agent had been found. The round had been rigged as an IED, which was discovered by a U.S. force convoy. A detonation occurred before the IED could be rendered inoperable. This produced a very small dispersal of agent.
Roger.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
I swear I wasn't ready.
A couple of soldiers had to be treated.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
And how do you like the Pistons in Game 7? Anybody?
Oh, I like it.
I like them a lot.
I like it. They're going to win.
The odds are good.
No, they're going to
win. Yeah, 82%. If you're home in Game 7.
I think they're hungry. You know what I mean? It's just they've got it. It's all... Now that I'm starting to dig the sport.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
I already went through this. Come on.
Doesn't think you're going to be hit with the same drop twice.
Hold on here. Bring a white flag into work tomorrow.
The Pistons.
As Mick Jagger used to say, you can't always get what you want.
British tabloids blurring the picture of John Kerry's daughter showing off her cans at the Cannes Film Festival. Headlines say those are two reasons why Americans should vote for John Kerry in November.
You know what? She claims that it was only under the glare of those lights.
That's happened before. It happened to Gina Davis. Remember when that revealing photo?
So under normal light, you couldn't see her nipples?
She stood in front of the mirror, couldn't see anything. And then when the bright lights hit, it just, because those lights are really hot, just went right through.
You can see everything in that picture.
I know.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
She's kind of hot, too, I got to say.
Nice chest.
Sort of a long face.
Oh, don't.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Hey, I had to take care of something.
Mark's out picking up food. Do you have any interest in front of you guys?
Is Clark in there?
I said, yeah. So is Mr. Helper. He said, okay, I just wanted to make sure it was loaded. Yeah, no problem.
Hey.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
I had a situation.
Oh, great.
I can't get into it.
Outrageous!
John Kerry should just shut up, shouldn't he? Wouldn't everything go better for him
if he just
shut up?
I think yesterday he found an issue that everybody could sort of agree on. He hadn't flip-flopped on in any previous encounter.
What, his daughter's boobs?
No.
Wow, they plainly visible. No, you don't. Yeah. No.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Carmelo Anthony proposed to MTV VJ Lala Vasquez on Christmas.
Lala.
gave her a 9-carat diamond ring.
La.
No date's been set.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
first time in this building.
It is. I was busy. I'm not going to tell you what I was doing, but I tested something in this building for the very first time, and it took it. No, I took it. It wasn't even a problem. There was no hesitation.
Isn't it kind of like when
I'm pretty impressed.
When a team moves into a new stadium and there's all these great firsts, like the first caller and the first Mr. Helper.
Oh, yeah, first run.
Yeah.
First home run.
Yep.
Yeah.
We should be recording all that
first
stuff.
Dump.
Oh, man, there's all these listeners, magic listeners out there. And everyone's running around acting important. Donny Osmond's coming. They have a piano ready for him to play. He can't play the piano. Who's that piano for?
I don't know.
Hey!
Oh, man. God.
Hey, put Channel 7's story up. I want to see Steve get slammed.
Yeah, what a body slam that was, huh?
I can't, what a thug. I can't believe this guy is the mayor.
Right on camera, too, and right in front of all the other mayors that were there, too,
What kind of moronic...
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
I had to park in the back of the parking lot with the Donny Osmond thing going on today.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was just talking about
I was parked at our old building.
I was just talking about the hub.
Yeah.
I want to rename it the Peach Pit.
Oh.
Jerry Ford is supposedly very ill, but not...
Oh, is that
not
right?
H.W. Bush. Well, that's
why he doesn't show up anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Anywhere.
Remember when we asked, and I was wondering, and I think it was Mark.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
God.
Oh,
it's been a long time.
It's been like 3 days since I've seen you last.
Well, I know. I was out there talking to our beautiful intern, Jen, about iPods for a second.
Yeah, I know. I can hear it. I can hear it in my head.
Oh, God.
Hey, Nicki Minaj on Good Morning America. I know you already talked about the nip thing.
Yeah.
Minaj's mammaries. And this is something that Good Morning America is famous for. You remember Britney from San Francisco, and they had her, sitting spread eagle and, on Good Morning America. People are having coffee and seeing that. And the wavy, you could actually see the wavy lines from it, too.
Gross.
The wavy lines?
The wavy lines from that,
device?
Yeah. Well, you're growing a mustache. Where'd that come from? Holy crap. That's the first time we've actually looked at each other all morning.
That was hilarious.
Well, what made you decide to grow your mustache back?
Oh, it's not coming back.
Oh, it hell is, no, his mustache.
Wait, then you're shaving every part of your face but your mustache, so there's something going on here.
Let me clarify. It was intended to be a shadow because it's coming in so white. So I was just going to kind of keep it as a shadow.
Are you going for a hot look or something? Different hot look? Or?
His boyfriend digs it.
It's a little bit out of boredom.
It's pretty funny. Did your mustache come up with that?
Pretty much. But as you see, it's pouring in white.
You're going to have... You're going to grow a mustache, or you just have the stubble look in your mustache only?
I was going to have this sort of shadow stubble mustache, but then it's so white that it's just...
You're full mustache, dude.
Am I?
How long did it take you to grow that mustache?
Ooh, it is getting...
Yeah, it looks full mustache.
It's getting pretty mustachey.
This is what you call not paying... I haven't actually looked in the mirror in quite a while.
Oh, my God.
Mostly my mustache tells people that there is a 90% chance that I am poorly educated, that I keep upscale porn magazines out in the open, and that I listen to the Little River Band with giant headphones.
I love that you shaved without looking in the mirror.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
What?
I don't need to.
Leave it.
I don't
not
need to.
Touch that.
You know the contours of your face so well.
I do.
Really?
Not
so
touch
are you trying
that.
To say you didn't realize you had a mustache going?
No, I didn't know it was to this point. It's so wet I can't see because I'm going to have glasses off so I can't see with the damn.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, oh, I'll bet it does.
Just for men. Do Just for Men on it.
Is that mustache real?
I'm serious.
I'll check out in the bathroom.
Just manage it.
Why can't you do Just for Men on your mustache?
Yeah.
You can.
Oh, you can, but it's a pain in the ass.
Well, if you have to do it.
Every day you got to do it.
Every day?
Oh, no.
Every day? No
way.
No,
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 no, no, no.
No?
No.
Oh, it's worth it. Look how sweet it is.
Oh,
I'm serious.
You're like the only guy at school who has a mustache.
If he doesn't show up, he's going to shave it.
Don't you think if you put Just for Men on there, it's just like, whoa, look at that Just for Men product on that dude's white mustache.
You have to go sparingly.
It's already a whoa moment. You got a mustache.
Well, isn't it hard to have make it the same color as your hair? I mean, that's the thing. Just for Men seems impossible to me.
It is. Yeah.
I'm way beyond any challenge I could ever accept.
And you got to mix it and deal with it. Oh, yeah, Drew, you would never travel. You would never talk. You would do it once. That would be it.
You would do it once.
Would you even do it once? You'd buy it and it would sit there, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. For a year?
Wouldn't do it.
No.
Trudy,
let's go back to what we were talking about. And that's where you're going to demonstrate the spread eagle.
I already did that.
Oh, I missed that.
Sorry.
That's actually why I turned to look at you. I wanted you to recreate it for
me. You know,
me.
Like the lap dance, you know.
No, I don't understand.
Sort of a thing. No, you know that move. You went to the strip club. I remember you talking about it.
What about the squiggly lines you were talking about?
There were squiggly lines from that, you know, you could perfectly see that on ABC's Good Morning America.
See what?
that she's, you know, kind of nasty.
Oh,
and not only
her
feet. But in 2009...
The anatomical structure was nasty.
Yeah, it's... Well,
it's a mess.
They were almost actually on the borderline of revealing it in that. That's what I thought was odd there.
Plasty is what you're saying.
Just that there was too much of her.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, right up close.
I got to look at Mark's been telling me all show long that he's got this video that's going to make me really angry.
Well,
and so right away I thought it's about illegal immigrants.
No.
If it's not about that. Then,
well, you're going to be angry about one thing.
It's going to be a woman pilot.
Or another thing. There's two things you could be angry about, but
yeah,
it might work in the fact that the two things that'll piss you off
will
actually make you happy in the end.
Okay. I love this.
I'll explain it after it rolls.
Okay. All right.
Coming up.
Is this from last night?
From The Insider, yeah.
Okay.
Now, breaking star news, this just in to the Insider newsroom. Tom Takes Flight, looking fit in a black coat and aviator glasses. That's Tom Cruise checking out a brand new airplane this weekend at a Los Angeles airport. Tom is known to be an accomplished pilot. Could he be buying himself a holiday present? The aircraft is reportedly for sale for $380,000. Merry Christmas. And
God!
Tom Cruise.
Frost my ass! Mark, back it up. I got to see something.
Please welcome Tom Cruise!
Tom Cruise is buying a new airplane.
Oh, I'm so pissed. Back up. I just got to see if that's a...
Well, here, you know, here's...
Does that bum you out when they say he's known to be an accomplished pilot?
Yeah, it just frosts my ass.
That was number one. That was the first thing I knew that would piss him off was that comment.
There's more coming?
Well, number two...
Wait. Hang on. I got to get mad at this.
I mean, look at it.
You
can't see what the other thing is that's going to piss you off.
Serious.
I know. I'm about ready to tackle that very issue. I just want to see if it's a G2 or not. On the tail.
Oh, God.
Well, because it'll tell me whether it's got the souped-up engine or not. It'll tell me about that price, because if it's the souped-up Cirrus, then it's more like $500,000. And if he's buying it $320,000, then what I'm about to tell you, boys, is that then he's buying a used airplane. Which would be the ultimate in being a cheap ass.
There's no way he's buying a used plane.
Well, that's what I'm...
No,
not quite shown it. It's got to be brand
new. I thought it'd piss you off that it was a Cirrus, but then
end... Oh, no, it infuriates
your
me.
Your hatred of the two, I thought, would be like, oh, good, well, I hate them both, so let them
fly crash together.
Plane.
Yeah, because the plane's going to crash and take him with it.
Exactly.
Well, you're probably right, Mark, and that is the good news, because he'll manage to crash. Even though he's out there in his P-51 Mustang and everything else.
God, stop it.
He's, well...
He's in the building! Please welcome Tom Cruise!
I can't believe...
In anything, ever.
I can't believe that this bastard... I can't get over that he has an interest in that plane.
I mean, after all,
he's got a whole hangar full of planes, jets included. I mean, this is a four-seat, single-engine plane. The same kind that Angelina Jolie is flying.
Yep. Everybody flies the Cirrus now.
I know it, Mark. Everybody flies the Cirrus. And you know why? Because it's got a parachute. And they've got great marketing.
But you and I know why
it's got a parachute.
Yeah.
Because it has no spin recovery. They couldn't certify the airplane unless it had a parachute, which is unheard of.
If you have a pilot's license, it's a real treat you can offer friends. A bird's eye view of our nation's most beautiful rugged scenery.
And this airplane, if you go to ntsb.gov and search on the Cirrus, you will find accident after accident. Not to mention the Yankee was just killed.
Tell me about it. Go. It's starting to backfire on me now, because now I'm hearing the whole Cirrus thing.
I know you're hearing the whole diatribe about the Cirrus. I'm telling you, that airplane, there's problems with that airplane. But I'm the, you know, but they keep marketing it because it's got a parachute.
Wait,
oh, how cool.
That's from your plane.
That's from my plane right there.
That's from when you, the wish you were here message.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, boy, that was nice.
It's a good day for
that
to fly.
That was a good day. And it's a great day to fly today, by the way.
We all know now that Tom Cruise is a quote-unquote accomplished pilot.
Accomplished pilot, which absolutely infuriates me. And I don't know why I want to say that. It just because, you know, well, no, I do. Because he's so arrogant. He's so conceited and egotistic. And him and his OT-7 crap.
Well, here, this will make you happy. Read this email that came in. We'll have to play it again.
Play it back. It says it's a used plane. Aha.
Oh, really?
Well, wasn't I kind of alluding to that on that price?
All I heard was accomplished pilot.
Tom takes flight. Looking fit in a black coat and aviator glasses. That's Tom Cruise checking out a brand new airplane this weekend.
Brand new airplane.
Tom is known to be an accomplished pilot. Could he be buying
No, he is not known to be an accomplished pilot.
$380,000.
Merry Christmas.
$380,000.
Well, so something's not adding
up. Something's not adding up because the Cirrus that's loaded for bear with the fast engine in it that cruises at like 300 is near $500,000.
He's not looking fit either because every picture keep seeing of him, they keep writing Tom Fat on it.
Yeah. Look at him in those sunglasses peering at that
thing. Mike McClark, 5:30 Monday. Well, sir, I just got on
Are you asleep yet?
Took your advice when flying, and by God, I guess I've been flying all afternoon. I can't believe it's already 5:30, and I just started getting really dark. So I was like, "Well, I'll just better get out of the sky and go home and get some dinner and think about going to bed." Mike, it was perfect, man. You could see forever. The wind was right down the runway. There was no turbulence.
Are you sleep yet?
It was awesome. It was fantastic, man. Oh, my God, what a day to fly, and the rest of the week is going to blow ass. So that's it for like 7 days at least, the way the weather looks. So, but anyway, man, I took your advice. I got the hell out, man. I went flying, and damn it. But anyway, the real reason why I called was, boy, do I have a boner from that, too, by the way. I'm just jacked. I am just so jacked. God, it was so nice. It was so very nice. I was wondering what's on TV tonight. So anyway, man, I don't know. I guess that's it. You can call me back if you want or whatever. All right, I'll see you.
Hey, Mike. It's Mike. I'm vitaling on the ramp, man.
Are you sleeping yet?
Thank you. And I got a hard on. No question about it.
Well, that's a reoccurring thing,
Friday
isn't
we'll
it?
Go off, eh?
I think so. I need to hear that.
All right, man.
Oh, sweet. So the only information exchanged there was that you had a boner. No question about it.
Yeah, I need to drop that from the messages about my arousal.
Hey, you can't help it, man. You're flying.
Yeah, I know, But I mean,
you don't
it just
really
it, it,
have
it puts.
One, do you?
No, of course not.
Okay.
No.
No.
Why does the Lord make such a thing happen to guys?
I bet the first time you got behind.
The wheel.
The joystick. I bet you did.
Mark.
The joystick.
Mark. Silver star for the yoke.
What did he say? The yoke.
Yeah. The yoke.
The first time you got behind the yoke, I bet.
It was moving around a little bit.
I bet you missed.
All right, you know what? It may have been off the bag. It have been off the bag.
I'll tell you what.
You probably started stroking the yoke.
And that's no yoke.
The very first time I hopped on my motorcycle,
did you?
There was a little movement.
A little movement?
A little movement. The first time you went, get on it. Downtown Farmington, coming out of the Harley shop.
Yeah.
And it was like,
are you asleep yet? You just opened her up.
And it was like, ooh, I better slow down. This thing's starting to move. I better slow down. The vibrations are getting me.